following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's hard to believe, but the 2023 regular season's already halfway over, and thus far it's been defined by streaks. A two-game losing streak began the season and set the tone for a huge response of three consecutive black and gold wins that has head coach Bruce Lamb and his 3-2 Bulldogs playing the best ball of the season and looking to extend their winning streak on through the downhill slide of their 10-game slate. After an impressive win over Portland last week, the Dogs are celebrating with all the pomp and circumstance of homecoming week. Dress-up days, student assemblies, and parades have been the norm in Salina the past few days, but the excitement is all for naught without a win in tonight's matchup. Coming into town to spoil the fun are Coach John Pettit and his 2-3 Monroe County Falcons, who've made the short 19-mile trip out of the Bluegrass State into the Volunteer State for an installment of the old-fashioned Border War that's been played only one other time in the last half century. This is Tompkinsville and Salina for the 28th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Sorry for that short delay in audio. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show, folks. This is a 2023 sixth broadcast of Bulldog football. Opening up like usual with a few technical issues here. We didn't have audio on our Facebook Live. That has been rectified, fortunately, so we'll get back in the groove here. For the fourth time this year, we are sitting right here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high atop Jonah Eat Stadium, looking down on John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to find my tongue here and talk straight and be describing the action as it unfolds tonight. Being joined this evening by some homecoming royalty, the first of which is our producer, the Prince of Personality, John Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel. Glad to be here as always, but seems like start of a special night right here on homecoming.
Hopefully so. Big border war contest with Tompkinsville, Kentucky, fixing to be played out before us. Also being joined tonight by the network's highest ranking superlative, he's Mr. HSN, Thomas Weaver.
I don't think I was ever in homecoming, Daniel. I appreciate you sliding me in there.
You got it now.
Second week in a row here in the friendly confines of Twin Lakes broadcast booth. And tonight, Bulldog Nation will be out in full force. We talked about it. It's homecoming. And, Daniel, this is a big event for this community. You know, folks turned out to line the streets earlier today for the parade, and I expect them to fill Jonah Lee Stadium tonight.
Yeah, I think so. They usually come for those pregame festivities. Let me tell you something. This 3-2 Bulldog team, they've got a lot of fireworks and festivities of their own once the game starts. They're going to hang around to see them.
Oh, yeah. And besides the home crowd, we expect to see a good visiting crowd, too. Because this team from neighboring Tompkinsville, Kentucky, is in town tonight. And Monroe County's bringing a pretty good football team to Salina with them. One of those that's kind of hard to get a gauge on, Daniel. But they've got some athletes, that's for sure.
They do. We saw a touch of film on them yesterday, and they do. They're 2-3 overall. They've been down based on their standard for a while now. And I know Coach John Pettit looking to reestablish the Falcons as a winning program up there.
There's one group that's more than pretty good, though, and that's, in our opinion, they're the best, Daniel, and that's our long list of loyal sponsors. Folks, go do business with these people that are running commercials here. They're the reason why we're able to bring you this coverage of Bulldog football, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper that we put out each week. We ask that you'll support that endeavor, too, by picking up a copy each week in newsstands. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Monroe County, Kentucky, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 139-1622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. The headline read, Dogs beat Portland 48-35 in shootout to win third straight heading into homecoming Friday. And the story talked about how Clay County made it three in a row with a convincing win over the much larger Class 5A Portland, with a roster 100 strong to get to 3-2 on the season. And head coach Bruce Lamb saw his team step it up a notch when they needed to beat the Panthers. Our kids played their hearts out, and they got better as the game went on, he said. The Dogs kept pace with Portland in the first half before blowing the game wide open in the third quarter, and they did it with scores on both sides of the ball. Junior quarterback and defensive back Nate Adams accounted for four of Clay County's seven touchdowns, with two rushing scores, one passing, and a pick six, which was just one of four interceptions he had in the game. Plus, his sophomore brother, Nolan Adams, took two more interceptions back for touchdowns to give the Dogs a total of six picks in the contest, while junior tailback Aiden Soto also scored on a 44-yard run. I think they kind of thought it was going to be a little easier time, Lamb said of Portland's expectations of his Class 1A team. They did some things that gave us some trouble, but our kids responded the right way and just kept playing hard. It was very evenly matched there for a while. But in the second half, we came out and kind of pulled away. Daniel, coach pegged it, I think. That's exactly how the game went, as your summary is going to show.
It does, Thomas. Before they imposed their will in the third quarter, the Dogs struck first in what quickly turned into a high-scoring affair. Clay County recovered a Panther fumble on the opening kickoff and cashed in on the good field position when Nate connected with Nolan for a 3-yard touchdown pass. A failed two-point conversion left the Dogs ahead 6-0. A score which held throughout the remainder of the first quarter as both defenses took over the game. While sophomore linebacker Reese Adams and senior defensive lineman Parker Smith led the Clay County defense in forcing a Portland punt and a turnover on downs, the Bulldog offense suffered a similar fate and carried their one-score lead into the second stanza. There, a 50-point scoring barrage ensued, which finally ended with a 28-28 halftime tie. Seven touchdowns came in just over 11 minutes of game time as the Dogs and Panthers traded scores. Portland initially claimed a 7-6 advantage to open the frame, which was quickly answered by Nate Adams' first rushing touchdown and his two-point conversion to put Clay County up 14-7. The Panthers then scored on the ensuing play to knock the game back up before Nolan Adams broke the tie with the first of his pick sixes to make it 20-14 following another failed Bulldog two-point conversion. Portland again responded to lead 21-20 just minutes later. A score quickly followed by Nate's interception returned for a touchdown and his subsequent two-point pass to senior wideout Weston Burble. Clay County had regained a 28-21 lead, but the Panthers weren't done. They scored with 15 seconds left in the half and kicked an extra point to send the game into intermission, knotted at 28. That's when Lamb called for a response from his team that came in the form of 20 unanswered Bulldog points, as Clay County built an insurmountable 48-28 lead. Nolan Adams got the scoring started with his second pick-six interception, and a Reese Adams kick surged the Dogs ahead 35-28. Nate Adams then picked off Portland on their next two drives, and Clay County converted on both turnovers. Soto's highlight run and another Reese Adams that made extra point up the Bulldog ante to 42-28 before an 11-yard rush to pay dirt by Nate Adams gave Clay County the three-score lead heading into the final frame. Portland did find the end zone late to account for the final margin, but the Dogs had already put the game on ice with their third quarter push. Then, for good measure, Nate sealed the deal with his fourth and final interception before he took a knee to run out the clock on the Panthers. Final score, what a game. Clay County 48, Portland 35, almost a 100-point score between them.
Yeah, it was a true shootout, Daniel, that's for sure. Clay County had 244 total yards of offense on 50 plays against Portland, including 129-yard rushing, three touchdowns on 24 carries, and 115 passing yards and one touchdown. Nate Adams accounted for all the yards through the air on 12 of 26 passing. He had a TD and two interceptions. And he had completions to his brother Nolan Adams, 5 for 72 yards and a touchdown. Birdwell had four catches for 37 yards. Sophomore Waylon Cherry, one catch for 8 yards. Reese Adams, 1 for 2. And Aiden Soto, 1 for negative 4. Soto was the leading rusher with 15 carries for 107 yards and a touchdown, while Nate Adams had 5 carries for 24 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nolan Adams, 2 for negative 1 yard, and senior Leighton Brown, 2 for negative 1. Reese Adams was the leading tackler with 10 stops. Parker Smith made 6 tackles, and Verbal and junior Worm Smith both recorded 4 stops each. Juniors Hayden Adams, who had a big sack, and Nate Mayberry, along with Soto, all had 3 tackles. Senior Austin Anderson and sophomore Cole East both had 2. And senior Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, who finished with 4 interceptions, 1 for return for a touchdown, and Nolan Adams, who had the 2 pick sixes, all made 1 tackle apiece. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hollow Horizon, just like Daniel and I went through. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Monroe County, Kentucky, here on Homecoming on the Horizon Sports Network.
Around.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldog!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the Tita West away playoffs for 6 consecutive seasons and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 15-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. Monroe County, since the year 2000, has advanced to the postseason in 22 of 23 years. Their best seasons came in 2008, 2009, and 2012 when they made the KHSAA semifinals before being eliminated. So 3 semifinal appearances in the last 25 years for the Falcons. These teams first squared off all the way back in 1937. Salina and Tompkinsville met 25 times from then through 1972 before taking an extended hiatus from the series before it was renewed in 2019. Monroe County then canceled the game in 2020 due to their COVID-shortened season. The former battles resulted in Clay County having a 10-16-1 record against their opposition from the Bluegrass State. The Clay Countyans won the last series meeting 33-0, giving them a one-game series win streak. The Bulldogs' biggest victory in the series came in 1955 when they defeated T-Ville 52-0. The Bulldogs' worst defeat in the series was by a margin of 33 points and happened twice, both in 1949 and in 1972. We have only one individual statistical milestone to share from this series since most of these games came before there was local coverage. The one leader we do have is the longest rushing touchdown, which belongs to Carson Sharp, who had a 75-yarder during that 2019 game. Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. Last week we discussed the 1968 Salina High School Bulldogs and celebrated their 55th anniversary. Tonight we turn back the clock to 1983. The final episode of MASH aired on television. Star Wars Return of the Jedi was on the big screen. Michael Jackson's Thriller was dominating MTV. And Russell Richardson was in his second year as the head coach of Salina High School Bulldog football. This one of those great 80s teams that we so often talk about. 1983, a strong 8-3 record on that year. Offensively put up 29 points a game on average. Defensively allowed 10.5 points a game on average. If I'm not mistaken, this was one of our top 10 all-time teams when we ranked them a couple years ago. And got Thomas here with me. Also, Kevin Donaldson, going to start off with Thomas, just going through this roster of all these local legends.
9 freshmen on this squad: James Smith, Craig Ogletree, Jeff Rich, Randy Nixon, Jeff Eads, Rob Parsons, Kevin Watson, Mike Thompson, and Brian Coons. And then 10 sophomores: Eddie Barlow, Pat Teeples, Brian Hossel, Rob Weir, Mark Sproat, Donnie Copeland, Vincent Williams, Jimmy Crankle, Jeff McLaren, William Markham, and then 6 juniors: Lee Copeland, Sean Eichelberger, Mike Matthews, Doug Spivey, Benny Short, and Todd Upton, and then 8 solid seniors: Darrell Reeser, Jeff Wildman Watson, Jeff Scott, Jeff Bailey, Gary Short, Jeff Korth, Dwayne Reeser, and Joel Watson. Of course, like you said, head coach Russell Richardson, assistants Jonell Eads and Randall Walker, and the managers were Brian Denton, Edmund Langford, Dwayne Smith, and Troy Smith. what a crew right there. You see from top to bottom on that roster, guys that emerge and become great Bulldogs.
Got Clay County Sports Hall of Famers sprinkled in all through all of those classes. Kevin, I know this is a group that you remember probably. Were you covering them for the local paper at the time in 83?
I'm thinking that was my third football season, more than likely. And you could look at that group and go down through the roster and say that was kind of the beginning of the preview of the great 85 team.
Yeah.
You know, and that, as you mentioned, that's one of the better teams we ever had here, too.
Yeah, the 82 bunch, really strong. There was a lot of high expectations coming into 1983, based primarily on these great eight seniors that were on the squad. We'll walk through the schedule. They open up with four consecutive wins, blast Jackson County 33-6, beat Red Bull and Spring 60-0, and thereafter week two, you see them, the AP number six team in single A football, only three classes back then,
right,
including private schools. Then a huge win here. Seldom have we beaten Trousdale County in our history. They did in 83, 40-6. Here was the rushing breakdown. 287 yards rushing for the Black and Gold, 96 yards rushing for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, that told the story, and we had a stable full of backs right then, too. I don't know who had what, although I'm sure I was keeping stats, but that has been 40 years ago. But we had several guys that you just mentioned there who could tote the pigskin very well.
No doubt. Fourth game of the year, demolished Monterey 34-6. Jimmy Crankola, sophomore that year, breakout game, 129 yards rushing with two touchdowns. That puts them at 4-0. And then here we have a seldom found marquee matchup, AP number one against AP number two. Salina was number two, Westmoreland number one. Hard fought road game loss, 20-26 to the Westmoreland Eagles. Gary Sparks short a career night, 10 of 19 for 234 passing and a touchdown. And I'm sure you remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big showdown, no doubt about it. And, you know, Westmoreland was running through they've always been a good program. They were going through a real good streak, although we had beaten them handily in a bowl game two seasons before that, I think. But we were playing, Westmoreland was a regular foe for us back then. And, yeah, that was, as the old saying goes, a knockdown dragout.
Fifth game of the year. Of course, that puts them at 4-1 for the first half. Fifth game, they demolished Baxter 48-16. Of course, that's an old district foe at that time. Blanked Watertown 19-0 in the seventh game. Dwayne Reeser got the tone started with that, and on an 80-yard opening kickoff return touchdown. I'd like to have the stats on that. When a team returns the opening kickoff for a score, most of the time they probably win the game.
Absolutely. It goes a long way.
Another big win here, 26-0 over the South Pittsburgh Pirates. A pair of regular season games was played in 83 and 84. That's the only win we have over the Pirates. That puts them at 7-1. Then a huge showdown. A pair of top six ranked AP teams, the Gordonsville Tigers ranked AP number three, the Dogs were number six going into this ninth game of the regular season. A huge overtime win for Salina. I think it was at home, 21-20. It was Darrell Reeser catching a halfback pass from Jeff Korth, and then Jimmy Crankle kicking the extra point to give them that one-point win. And you remember that.
I remember that game very, very well. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the winning score and extra point were kicked in the end zone next to the gym. I believe that's right. I'm pretty sure it went in that direction. Of course, all the fence hangers were down there then, so it got pretty wild, pretty loud.
Of course, that puts them at 8-1. They finished the regular season with a loss to a tough Macon County team, 9-14 the score. And that puts Clay County, Salina at the time, in their first ever TWSWA playoff berth. Lo and behold, a rematch with the Gordonsville Tigers, who they had beaten in overtime just 2 weeks prior. This time around, 7-21, the loss. Finished the season 8-3. The breakdown on that one, we had 88 yards of total offense in the game. Only 17 yards rushing, Gordonsville 230 yards of overall offense.
And I can remember a single player for Gordonsville carrying the ball 40 times in that game. I'm not making it up.
Yes.
That's how many Brad Cowan, it was classic tourney forward football, 4 yards in a cloud of dust. And he didn't break any big ones. He carried it 40 times for 159 yards at 4 yards a carry, but it was 4 yards a carry.
Of course, Gordonsville goes on to be state runners-up that year. The following year in 84, they were crowned state champs for the first time ever. Jeff Watson, huge award here, bona fide All-State Award for Jeff Wildman Watson during that senior year of 1983. Great player. A lot of great players on this team, but he was crowned the best in terms of that All-State ranking.
He falls in that line of dominant Salina linebackers, Bulldog linebackers, and he was a man. He really was. He deserved that, as did all the rest of our linebackers who wound up making All-State or second team.
Yeah, this is another great team for sure, Kevin. As Daniel's going to go across and do the homecoming announcing for the Superdus, folks, you'll be able to see them on camera here tonight. But we will continue with our regular programming. We'll finish up here with this history segment, Kevin. Also, we always like to mention the cheerleaders. We had Camille Eads, Patricia Dillon, Elizabeth Fox, Melissa Garrison, Kim Neely, and Jill Fleschinger on the cheerleading squad. And the football queen that year was Miss Andrea Roberts. Kevin, it's been great to have you here talking about this team, first-hand knowledge. Any final thoughts on the 1983 Bulldogs?
Well, one of our better teams, no doubt about it. The first of the, well, not the first, but one of the many strong teams that we had during the 80s, no doubt about it. Our first foray into the playoffs, and that started a string, I guess, of us making the playoffs for a longer period of time than any other school in the state for a while, up through the early 90s,
it went beyond all the way up to Brother John, so
right.
I'm not sure, maybe 20, 25 years, something like that. So.
And then I think Brentwood Academy finally passed us, but we had a good run there, really did.
We did. Folks, it's been our pleasure to briefly discuss the 1983 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 40th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joey McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. Again, you'll be able to see the homecoming festivities going on the Facebook Live, but we will continue our regular programming. Up next, I think, is our Inside the Locker Room segment, and we'll be back with more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monroe County, Kentucky, where the 3-2 Dogs will look to make it 4 in a row with a win against the 2-3 Falcons. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior lineman Parker Smith for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Parker, good to have you with us, too.
Thank you.
Coach, they did it again, and what a game it was. What did that win over Class 5A Portland tell you about this Bulldog team of yours?
We got a lot of fight in us. You know, we came out and, you know, we've got a team that has 106 kids over there and some pretty good athletes. And, you know, we went tooth and nail with them back and forth in first half. And then came out second half and just kind of took over. And very proud of what these guys did. They got a lot of fight in them.
Parker, it was big school versus small school in that one. How much did that mean towards giving your team an edge in that game?
We had a lot of far behind us because nobody really believed that we could beat a 5A team. But it ended up pretty good. We just hit them in the mouth.
And, Coach, you mentioned that kind of happened in the second half. What was the difference? You know, even ball game at the break, and then you guys come out and hung 20 unanswered on them.
You know, I believe it was more of kids coming out and just believing they could do it. You know, we tweaked a little technique and talked about the things we do in practice. And, you know, we came out and we played, did what we do, you know, and did it really well.
And going into that one, you're concerned about how your team would hold up because most of your guys never come off the field. But it looks like your team got stronger as the game went. What's that a product of?
I think we're in better shape. I think we're conditioned really well. The kids got a lot, you know, they take a lot of pride in what they do. And, you know, they just find that little extra effort that comes out. And it's amazing to watch. It's fun to watch because you see kids that just continue to work and, you know, and to reach their goals. And that's it. That's what we want to do.
And this guy sitting beside you, he played a big part in that one. Parker Smith has become a leader on both sides of the ball this year, in my opinion. How big has that been, and what else does he bring to your team, Coach?
Well, the leadership is huge. You know, we lost so many kids last year, and we needed somebody to step up. And Parker's one of those guys that stepped up, and he's done a great job on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Big, strong kids. You know he's going to do his job. And he's going to make sure everybody else does their job. And, you know, you can't help but love Parker Smith. He's got a great kid out off the field. And then when you get him on the field, sometimes he can get a little hateful.
Yeah.
Get a little physical. And that's what we love about him because, you know, he's got that switch. You can turn it on and off. And, you know, we're very lucky to have him.
Parker, we are glad to have you here in Clay County. And, you know, player for Coach Lamb, what's it been like kind of having that fire behind you all the time?
It's been very fun. Man, he'll definitely push you a lot farther than what you think you can go.
And in that Portland game, you knew you were going to have your hands full with that defensive front. Coach Lamb talked about that. Did you guys take that as a challenge? And what was it like in the trenches against the Panthers?
Yeah, we really took it as a challenge. They were good. They were quick. But we talked about it, and we just lined up, and we hit them in the mouth every play, and we just whooped them.
And I asked your cohort, White Browning, this one last week. Like him, you were a big part of last year's state runner-up team. How much does that help you prepare for your senior season, playing with those guys?
It helped a lot because we played a lot of teams last year and a lot of real good people last year. And coming into this year, it was a lot easier because we knew what we were doing and how to do it.
And speaking of White, you guys are side by side most of the time, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, behind you is where Aiden Soto kind of got it going there in the second half on the ground. What changed for that to happen? Because we didn't see that in the first half.
I don't know. It just kind of happened.
Just started kind of putting your head down and blowing it open for you, I guess. Coach, Parker's one of your go-to guys up front on both sides of the ball. Is he better on one side or the other?
I don't know, because I want him on both sides. You know, if I was to pick, I would say he's a little better on defense. He does a great job of controlling his gap and, you know, shedding his blockers and getting off and making the play. And I love him on offense because I'm an O-line guy, and, you know, and he does a great job. We make him, you know, we run 46 a lot where we want him to pull and kick out the end, and you know, because he's such a good job, does such a good job of that, moving down the line of scrimmage and doing that, and or picking up the linebacker when he comes around. So we look for him to open up those holes for us and get things started. And you know, there's a lot of things I can say about him, but I'll tell you this: I'm just glad he's on our side.
Yes, sir. Parker, what about you? Which one do you enjoy most, offense or defensive line?
Defense pretty well because I get to be a little meaner.
Right. Coach, you're going to need Parker to get a lot meaner again this week, and all the guys as Macon County comes to town for homecoming. What challenges do the Falcons present tonight?
Well, you know, they got some good skill kids. They got some kids that can run really well. They're going to start a big, tall quarterback, about 6'2", 6'3", young guy, very athletic. You know, they're pretty good up front. You know, offensively, they score a lot of points. I've noticed that in their games.
Yes.
Defensively, they're in a 4-3, and they play a little man coverage, and, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of that. But, you know, they're a good football team, and Coach Petty has done really good with them. I know they're much improved from this past season, and you know, he's continuing to move forward and do some good things up there, and we better come to play. I mean, it's homecoming, and there's a lot of distractions, so, you know, we need to get focused and get it going.
Parker, it is homecoming. There's going to be a big crowd tonight. How fun is it to play in front of a jam-packed Joe Neil Each Stadium, and how does that kind of that support help you guys when you're out there?
Well, it's a lot better hearing everybody behind you and knowing that everybody's back there, and it just gets you fired up on the field.
Coach, besides the crowd, you mentioned it. It is homecoming. What's been the message to keep your team focused, and how are you preparing to for them to handle that distraction?
Well, you know, we've talked about it a few times, and we just talked about, you know, homecoming is not really for us. It's for people who graduated and come back, and that's what homecoming is for. And you know, we're part of the festivities and all that kind of stuff, but you know, our focus is there wouldn't be a homecoming if there wasn't a football game. So, you know, we try to put everything in perspective and try to do it that way.
Like always, before I let you go, Coach, what does your team have to do to knock off the Falcons tonight and win your fourth game in a row?
Well, you got to control their skill kids. You know, they're fast and they're good. And if we can just you know, put a lock down on those guys, I think we'll turn out well. But if we don't, you know, it could be a shootout because they do put points on the board, and hopefully we can too. So we'll see.
Parker, you ready for that?
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Appreciate you being with us.
Appreciate being here.
Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We see the homecoming court gathering at midfield. And, John, it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton.
All right, let's get it going. How they fared is a rundown of the teams that challenged the Dogs this season. Week one, opponent was York Institute. They're now 4-0 after beating Teleco Plains 74-0 last week. tonight they'll be traveled down to Livingston.
Yeah, it could be another similar score, I think. But that is the renewal of an old rivalry between the Dragons and the Wildcats.
I expect the Wildcats to keep it a little closer than 74.
Could be.
But you're not a big fan of that. Week 2 opponent, Westmoreland High School. They're 3-2 at this point in the season. Last week, they were defeated by Monterey 14-35. Tonight, they'll travel to Liberty Creek, who is a 3A school there in Sumner County. Between Gallatin and Hendersonville. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about that game for the Eagles, but I do know that I was a little surprised by that Wildcat score from Monterey. So I think maybe they got a little wake-up call from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you saw their offense at least get some points on the board for the first time this season, really. But, I had to look up the Liberty Creek team myself. Must be a new school.
Could be.
Week 3 opponent, Jackson County, is now 2-3. Last week, they defeated Red Bull at 21-14. That Red Bull team wasn't rolling too hard there. Jackson County took care of them. Tonight, they'll play Trousdale.
Yeah, I'm afraid it might be a tough trip to the creek bank, but it always is, no matter who goes down there.
Yeah, it was always something I didn't look forward to. I know that much. Week 4 opponent is Monterey. They're 3-2. They've shown a little life recently. After we took them down in week 4, they beat Westmoreland on the road 35-14. So, like you said, putting points up, going on the road, not bad for Monterey. Tonight they're going to host Gordonsville, though. We'll probably find out what they're all about.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one to kind of give us a gauge on where the Tigers are, I think. You know, Monterey apparently found a way to move the ball and get in the end zone. So, I don't know. That's kind of a toss-up to me.
Yeah, Gordonsville's got kind of a wide-open attack, from what I understand, this year.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how they hold up.
Yeah, better put some points on the board again this week. Of course, our Week 6 opponent is Monroe County, Kentucky, here tonight. They're 2-3. Last week, they lost to Adair County. Big 50-28. Tonight, of course, they're here on homecoming.
Yeah, one thing you notice about Tompkinsville, you know, in their losses, they've kind of been blown out, except for that Adair County, and it really was. So, again, kind of like Portland, hard to gauge this Falcon team.
I guess we'll see here.
We'll find out.
Week 7, we played Joe Burns. They're 1-4 at this point. Last week, they were beaten by a good East Robertson team, 49-12. Tonight, they're at home hosting Cheatham County Central.
Yeah, Joe Burns coming in here next week to John Teeples Field. First region game for Clay County. We'll see how we stack up in the conference anyway.
And first of a couple of region games toward the end of the season, and I guess, 3 out of 4 to finish the season region games. Red Bull and Springs will be our Week 8 opponent. They're 3-2. Last week, they lost to Jackson County, which surprised us a little bit. Tonight, they host Perry County.
Yeah, Red Bull, and, I don't know anything about Perry County, but, they're kind of on the rise. They're feeling good about themselves. They got knocked down a little bit there with Jackson County. So when Clay County heads down to our neighboring county rival down there, they're going to be ready for us.
We'll be ready for them, too. Week 9, we're going to travel to Trousdale County. They're 2-3 at this point. Last week, they went to Carthage only to lose to Smith County. And tonight, they've got Jackson County coming, like I said.
Yeah, we kind of already discussed that one.
Right.
Creek Bank, hard place to play.
And, of course, Gordonsville, to wrap up the season, what's become kind of our de facto region championship game. They're 2-3 right now. They've had a tough start to the season. They lost at DeKalb County 7-21. Last week, and tonight they're going to travel to Monterey, like we mentioned.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about Gordonsville year after year, how they're kind of like us this year for sure. You really don't know what they are until it gets late in the season. I think it's the team that's kind of trying to find their identity, and they're getting better too.
Those early games, you know, helped them grow as a team, just like our team here has grown from those early matchups. So at this point, the combined record of our opponents is 23-26. So you've seen it kind of swing back that way. But if you guys are ready, we can go to Coach's Pick'em Challenge. current standings has me and Daniel tied at the top, 13-9 each. Rob is 11-11. Thomas right behind him at 10-12.
If Coach keeps giving us these five-game slates to pick, it's anybody's game, though, you know.
I like it.
I hope so.
The first game Coach decided we were going to pick this week is Coalfield, who's 5-0, at Sequatchie County, who we know is a pretty good team, but they're 3-2.
Yeah,
I'm going with Coalfield.
Yeah, and I think most people will, but I'm not.
Okay.
Sequatchie County at home, that's a long trip for Coalfield. That's traversing the state, north and south right there, just about.
That's true.
I'm taking Sequatchie. I think they're the Indians at home.
Yeah, Sequatchie's had a couple of tough losses, you know, South Pitt, and then somebody I lost to Marion County. You know, I think Sequatchie, boy, I hope they respond, because I'm going to pick Sequatchie. A little bit bigger school. Coalfield's got a tough tradition, but I don't know. I'll go Indians.
Do we have coaches' picks?
We don't.
I haven't seen him around here. We'll
up.
Just go on. We'll get him called up later. The next game we're picking is Smith County Hooten Owls, 4-1 at East Robertson. That's probably be a good game.
Great game.
Big region game. Probably
East Robertson's 5-0.
Region title probably. Smith County 4-1. I'm going Hooten Owls. I think they're a better football school. East Rob's got some great skill players, the Groves kids. Can't take that away from them. Smith County, a better team.
I'm with Daniel on this one. I think East Rob may be the favorite in this contest because of the D1 athletes they have and things of that nature. But, you know, it takes more than a couple athletes. It takes a complete squad, and I think Smith County's got that.
They're tough. They faced a lot of tough opponents, but I'm going with that hot East Robertson undefeated team.
All right.
So
it's toss-up.
The next game is like one of those tough ones we talked about, Thomas. Gordonsville at Monterey. What do you think?
It's a dead heat. I'm going to go Wildcats at home, though. I'm just thinking Gordonsville's down. They do have some injuries. I know that. I'm going Monterey.
I think Clay County woke up the Wildcats. We talked about that earlier. And, you know, when it's even and it's a toss-up, you go with the home team. Monterey got beat on that field not long ago. I don't think it happens again tonight.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have some change going on this week, guys, since I'm picking Gordonsville. I'm not sure what Cubs is going to do, but I think Gordonsville is going to go up to Monterey and kind of put them back in their place.
That's another toss-up.
Coach made his pick. This other one's a tough one. Nolansville is 5-0 at Centennial, who's also undefeated at 5-0. I don't really know much about them.
I'm going with the home team. I think that's what you got to do. Plus, I like the mascot and the way he presented it.
Yeah, I'll go with Centennials as well, or Centennial.
Mascot. I'm going with Centennial as well. It's hard not to go with the home team this time. I told Kevin I wanted to go with the home team. So hopefully Coach pick a different.
Yeah, because I think Centennial's favored by like 30 points.
The last one. Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, we did good.
Computer rankings are what that's worth, you know.
Yeah, we knew that. The last game is at Jackson County at Trousdale. Again, we'll find out a lot about it, but I don't think anybody can go to Trousdale and win. I'm going with the Jackets.
Two subpar teams, and I say that, and Trousdale may give us all we want in Week 9 on the Creek Bank. But, yeah, I'll go young Coach Satterfield over Coach Loftus in that one.
It's a wash as far as us three. I don't think the Blue Devils can get it done on the road.
This has been How They Fared, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. It's approximately 7.5 minutes before kickoff here in Salina. We'll be right back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame. Can't talk tonight. The CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Like always, Tom, let's start with Coach Maynard in offense.
Well, I think putting together drives and kind of imposing their will on offense will be the key in this one, Daniel. Last week, you know, we only earned a handful of first downs and really didn't have any sustained drives, because it was more about the big play against Portland. Tonight, I think we need the Dogs to get the running game going early, use good balance with it in the pass, and to be maybe a little more methodical, put some marches together and finish them. I'd like to see Aiden Soto get over 100 for the third straight game behind an offensive line overpowering the Falcons tonight.
What about Coach Dickerson and that defense? I think Monroe County putting up around 21 points a game. How are we going to slow that down?
Well, you know, Coach, the defense produced points last week with some of the best coverage I've ever witnessed, including all those pick sixes and interceptions. You have to think Tompkinsville saw that and will limit those opportunities by keeping the ball on the ground as much as possible. And they've got the athletes to do it with, Daniel. So I think, like Coach Lamb said, stuff them before they get started, because that's how you limit the big plays and contain the Falcons. Dominate at the point of attack with this defensive line of Parker Smith, Nate Mayberry, and Hayden Adams. And that linebacking core, we know how good they are, Daniel. I think that's what you're going to see tonight.
What about an overall key to win this border war contest?
Well, it's obvious, Daniel. You know, don't let the distractions of all the pomp and circumstance that's been going on all day get in the way. Don't get me wrong. I love homecoming.
Yeah.
I really do. It's a special thing here in Clay County especially, and we're going to see a huge crowd here tonight because of it. But there's a football game to be played here, and that's where the Dogs' minds need to be. Monroe County got it put on them the last time they were here, too.
Yeah.
We shut them out, so they've come to town with revenge on their minds. Clay County needs to be ready, flip the switch, and remember what homecoming's all about, and that's football. And I think we're going to see more of the same from the Dogs, Daniel. Football at its finest on display for Bulldog Nation tonight.
There you go, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, and brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently in Salina, 75 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 71, and by game's end, down to 69 degrees. 59% humidity currently. No precipitation has fallen today, and essentially none is expected throughout this contest. No wind stirs here at Joni Leach Stadium tonight. The flag hanging limply there to my left, looking out the window. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and kick over to John here and get ready to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we asked him for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. John, once again, time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
I usually put some thought into it, and I've tried to today, you know, tried to take in the atmosphere going on here. And the main thing that keeps coming back to me is focus.
Yeah.
You know, this team had a good win last week, you know, one that we might not have expected. So they're feeling good. You know, this team here tonight, nobody seems to be too worried about them, at least as far as we go, you know, the talk is. So I just want to know if this team is focused and if they can, you know, hone in on the task at hand here tonight and win this ball game.
Focus, that's John's final word. Tonight, the full coverage final word for a potential trap game coming up here for the Dogs. They need to keep that in focus. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and bring to you the State Farm starting lineups before this thing gets kicked off. These are brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left or right. Rowan Holloway, a freshman. A senior Parker Smith, senior Austin Anderson, sophomore Colton Brown, and senior White Browning. The receiver, senior Weston Birdville, sophomore Nolan Adams, and sophomore Waylon Cherry when we go three wide. The tight end, sophomore Reese Adams, and when we use two tights, senior Hayden McGee the other. The running back, a junior Aiden Soto, and the quarterback, a junior Nate Adams. Defensive starters, nose guard, a junior Nate Mayberry. Defensive tackles, a pair of seniors Parker Smith and White Browning. Inside backers, tonight we see junior Worm Smith and senior Austin Anderson. The outside backers, a pair of juniors. Hayden Adams is bouncing outside from his nose guard position. Aiden Soto joining him there. The cornerback, junior Nate Adams, sophomore co-leads. And the safeties, a senior Weston Birdville and sophomore Nolan Adams. That's been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is almost time for football here in Salina, Tennessee. Clay County wearing their traditional black tonight. Black helmets, black jerseys, black pants. Goes good with that black CC in the middle of John Peoples Field. They do have gold numerals on there, the home team. The Monroe County Falcons, the visitors, white helmets with a blue logo on the side of them. White jerseys, blue numerals, blue pants with a white stripe. Tompkinsville going to be receiving this opening kickoff. They'll be traveling right to left from our vantage point during this opening quarter. We see senior Logan Jennings going out to kick. He'll be putting his foot to it left to right during this opening quarter of play. It is time for homecoming football. What an atmosphere.
Yeah, nothing like Friday Night Lights. Another football Friday night here in Salina, Tennessee. Atmosphere is great, just like you said. Joe Neal's stadium is slipping full, Daniel, and it's time for kickoff.
Jennings gets the whistle, looks to either side, approaches and kicks. Low squid kick to start, going to be fielded by a Falcon with no return. Monroe County going to take over from their own 31-yard line, it appears.
One of the few times this year an opponent has clearly received the opening kickoff.
It is, John. You're right. I think it's happened three times already. Clay County's stolen a possession on the ensuing kick. Not going to do it here as the defense takes the field for Clay County on their first Falcon possession, Daniel. And you talked about a little changeup in this defensive line, going a little heavier with Browning and Smith in there.
Different look for Coach Dickerson. Falcons take over at their own 32-yard line, 68 yards away from points. Quarterback in the gun, handoff inside, runs around left side. Merble misses the tackle. Going to be stopped, though, by a couple of Dogs. Soto in there on the top, somebody else on the bottom. Nice little game for the Falcons on that opening play.
White Browning with that stop from the backside with the help of Soto, Daniel. Getting his first start, maybe, that I know of on the defensive side of the ball, the senior Browning is, and he's getting off to a nice start.
Yeah, he is. Braden Baxter on the carry for the Falcons. Sophomore fullback, 5'9", 155 pounds. Quarterback is Branson Williams, a 6'5", 190-pound sophomore. He is a big guy. And there he sits in the shotgun, running back at his right hip, two wide left, one to the right. Here's the snap on second mid-range. Oh, play, ball's on the ground. It's a live ball. Going to be picked up by Branson. He's brought down in the backfield. Hayden Adams back there with first contact.
Yeah.
Big tackle for loss. What a play.
He also forced that fumble, Daniel. Got a hand on the pitch to knock it loose and then gets the tackle for loss. Great play. Adams moving to the outside, was playing nose guard in the middle, Daniel. He's good no matter where you put him.
Passing situation now. For the Falcons, the sophomore, Branson Williams, as we mentioned, 6'5", 190 pounds, I believe is who's lined up there. Falcons break huddle, 3rd and 12. Ball's been retreated to the Falcon 30-yard line. They play it with two wideouts to the left, one to the right, an upback, and a tailback at the right hip. of Williams. He surveys the defense. Upback shifts right to left. Pass play. Williams breaks pocket, rolls right, looks downfield, directs traffic, releases. Is it going to be intercepted? It is tipped and falls to the ground. Good defense by the Dawgs. We had Cole Eads back there. The ones that were busting up the play, though, Nate Adams joined the Weston Burble.
Yeah, and it would have been picked, Daniel. They just both had the ball in their sights and kind of battled for it there and knocked it to the ground. Going to bring up a Falcon punt, though. Great coverage by Clay County to get this three and out, Daniel.
That's what it's going to be. 10-16 mark of this opening quarter. Three plays thus far for the Falcons, and they are in punt formation deep in their own territory with a 4th and 12. Going to be interesting to see Williams try to go against this Clay County secondary, who produced 6 interceptions last week.
Could Falcons, be fun.
Yeah,
it could be.
Very well could be. Punts away by the Falcons, high and very, very short. Did not even get back to the line to gain on the 4th and 12. A net of around 10 yards on that punt. Clay County going to have premium field position for their first offensive possession here at the 10:08 mark of this first quarter. 0-0, of course, the score. Just underway here in this 6th game of the season. Clay County takes over at the Falcon 39-yard line with a very short field.
Yeah, and a three and out, a product of the negative caused by the junior Hayden Adams, Daniel. What a play by him.
Adams in the gun. 2 wide right along with a tight end. Nate rolls right, has time, looks downfield. Goes deep, going to be caught. Noah Adams with a nice catch. He's going to get into the end zone for a Clay County touchdown. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Adams Brothers.
Great throw. Well, let me tell you what that was. That was a great route from Nolan Adams. A double move. He broke it to the post and then broke it back out, John. Kept his feet, sure hands.
Beautiful throw.
Perfection.
It was from the 40-yard line. I believe it was a 40-yard touchdown pass.
Muddle huddle set for the Dawgs on the point after attempt. Nate looks to the sideline, waits the call. Going to operate from this formation. 2-point play coming. It was the direct snap to Soto, who was lined up behind that muddle huddle set. Snap never cleanly got to him. 2-point fails. 9:57 to mark first quarter. Bulldogs 6, Falcons none.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 6-0 with 9:57 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Daniel, it's going to be a short one.
Yeah.
One play, 40-yard touchdown from brothers Nate to Nolan Adams for the score to put Clay County ahead by one score early. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Logan Jennings puts his foot to it, bounces it off the turf, fielded by a Falcon. Here he comes, 40, 45. Going to be brought down by a couple of dogs to watch the huddle. See who the primary was. Looks to have been Nolan Adams, perhaps. Hayden Adams actually coming off the bottom, one of those two. Falcons going to take over for their second possession. They went three and out on their first try. 9:52 mark of this first quarter. Dawgs are up 6-0. Monroe County takes over at their own 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield. Williams in the gun, 2 wide left, 1 to the right. Running back at his left hip, quarterback keeper off left side, gets across the 50, up to the 45, spins, still on his feet, first down, and an extra, a pickup of 11 yards for Williams, the big sophomore, Thomas, pretty physical on that run.
Yeah, had a shot at him in the backfield right there, Daniel, and just kind of missed the tackle. He got into the second level. Weston Burble making the stop downfield. It's first down.
A 10-yard run, exactly, moving those sticks. First and 10 Falcons with it in dog territory at the 42. Falcons break huddle. Their head coach, John Pettit, two wide to the right. Falcons are 2-3 on the year thus far. Sophomore quarterback, Branson Williams in the gun. Up back shifts to the right. And behind that, tackle for loss made, Nate Mabry. Like a bullet out of a gun. Blew past the center and made the stop.
I'm talking about blowing it up, Daniel. That's exactly what Mabry did. Moved him to nose guard in place of Hayden Adams. I like him there, Daniel. Shades of Ricardo McElroy from last season getting around that big center. Nothing you can do with that.
Good combination of strength and speed by Mabry. Going to give that center fits. Second 12 after the loss of two. Ball at the Clay County 44. Williams in the gun and running back to either hip, a wide out to either side. Here's the snap, play action pass. Williams rolls right, has time. Now he's under pressure from Parker Smith. Guns it downfield, incomplete. Good pursuit by the senior defensive tackle Smith, who's putting together a good campaign here in his last outing as a Bulldog.
Yeah, he played really well, Daniel. We had him in the inside the locker room interview this week. Did a fine job with that. And, you know, I was surprised by how laid back of a guy he is. And Coach Lamb talked about how he flips the switch when he hits the field, though.
He certainly does. Plays very aggressively. Third and 12, 8:27 mark, first quarter. Dogs up 6-0. Falcons trying to convert here. Potential four down territory regardless, but I know they'd like to have a few yards on third and long. Williams to throw again. Rolls right. Screen pass set up. Can't find the man. Now he goes downfield incomplete. So fourth and 12 for the Falcons. Going to be interesting what they decide to do. The ball does sit at the Clay County 44. They could pin this black and gold offense deep with a punt, but they got scored on with one play the last time, so I don't know.
You know, we're seeing the personnel change, Daniel, so special teams coming out. We said it last week. Better watch for the fake in this situation.
The big part here, going to pick up 12 for
That's
the
true.
First. So it is the right place on the field
it is.
To try the fake, though. Going to have a wide out to either side. One up back is the trash catcher. Hunter stands back on the Falcons side of the field. Nolan Adams stands at the Bulldog 15 on the return. This is a better punt this time by the Falcons. Adams going to let it roll. It's going to go down inside the 10, right at the 10, depends on the spot. Going to be a 90-yard or a 91-yard field, depending on where the official sets it up. 8:08 mark of this first quarter. Clay County going to take back over for their second offensive possession. Already they have a 6-point lead thanks to that 40-yard touchdown hookup between junior Nate Adams and his brother, sophomore Nolan.
Yeah, we've seen one offensive play to put Clay County on the board, Daniel, but it's been about this Clay County defense and defense coordinator Mike Dirksen. He's got his guys ready to play, and they're just stuffing the Falcons.
A 91-yard field between the football and the Falcon end zone. Ball sits at the right hash here at John Teeples Field. Dogs are driving left to right here on homecoming night. They break huddle. Weston Birdwell and Nolan Adams split right along with tight end Reese Adams, and now whistles blow. Timeout going to be taken by Clay County. We'll take it with them. 8:08 mark, first quarter. Dogs up, 6-9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here live, Dogs with it, first and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Nate Adams with it, quarterback Kiefer off left side. Going to be an option play. He decides to keep it, reverses field, under pressure, stiff arms a man. Steps into his own end zone. Now back up to the 5 and close to the line of scrimmage where he's taken out of bounds. Blocking just kind of broke down there. The play never developed, John, as it was intended to.
No, Adams tried to make the most he could out of it. I guess he thought that was coming back around the other side. He actually retreated into the end zone and got it back out.
We're going to put it back at the 9, so no gain. He ran about 30 yards, reversing field. And as you said, John, was a yard deep in the dog end zone. Fortunately, able to get out of there. No safety. 7:28 and ticking. Second and 10. McGee tight end right. Adams tight end left. Birdwell and Nolan Adams split wide left. Soto at the right hip of Nate. Fake to him. Quick pass set up. Going to be dropped. It was intended for Reese Adams. Just a little bit low and wide for Reese to get to. So third and 10 now. And the dogs on the verge are going three and out.
Yeah, and I think you got to credit the Falcon defensive line on that one. Got pressure on the naked boot there by Nate Adams and made him kind of rush that ball, and it was a little low as Reese couldn't hang on to it.
Huntendale dived deeply into this Falcon defense. Don't know a lot about them. I do see big number 71, Kyle England, 5'11", 320-pound senior defensive tackle out there. He's probably difficult to move.
Yeah, he pretty good size, Daniel.
Third and 10, Nate in the gun. One wide left, two to the right. Hand off to Soto, going to play it safe. Gets back to the line, not much more. Gains a few. Going to be fourth and long. And Coach Lamb's team going to have to punt here. And they set the ball down at what we'll call the 12, so a gain of three by Soto. But Clay County, on their first possession, a one-play, 40-yard touchdown strike. Second possession here, going to go three and out. Nate Adams, the punter. Two deep, dropping for the Falcons. We talked about this last week, Thomas. A high snap out of the back of the end zone. And that's going to be an easy safety for the Falcons. We do have a new score. It's Clay County 6, Monroe County 2 at the 6:35 mark of this first quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life. When it's time to discuss a loan, Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County going to choose to punt here from their own 20 after the safety. Nate Adams puts his foot to it. Nice long end-over-end kick. Going to be filled by a Falcon at their own 41. Here he is across midfield. And not a whole lot more as he's wrapped up and corralled out of bounds by a Bulldog on the far sideline. Thomas going to try to see who that was.
I believe it was 23.
Soto. Of course, after that safety, you have the option to kick off a two-yard punt. Most teams do choose that punt, more hang time. And as you guys mentioned during the break, Nate's such a good punter. Typically, it's longer than our traditional kickoffs are.
Yeah, not a bad job there, Daniel. Was, you know, kept them near midfield with it anyway.
Monroe County taking over for their third offensive possession. So far, they've yielded only one first down. 6:29 mark of this first quarter as they take over with a short field from the Bulldog 46-yard line. Williams in the gun, hands off to a back, tries to get the edge on left end, going to do it and get a yard or two before he stopped. Gain of just one. That's good lateral pursuit by this dog defense. Thomas, who you got?
Yeah, Weston Burwell right there making the play from the backside. Also, Nolan Adams coming up to help him. But you're right, strung it out pretty well for a minimal gain. Maybe you pick up a two.
Yeah, it started at 46. It's at the 44 now, so we'll call it second and eight. 6-2, the score, strange score, almost a baseball score here. Dogs do have that four-point lead. Falcons have it back after the high punt snap went out of the back of the end zone, and they were awarded a safety. Second and eight, Williams in the gun, brings a receiver in jet motion. Fake to him, quarterback keeper. Williams with it, potentially the best runner for the Falcons. Nice gain, going to be stopped short of the sticks, though. Going to be third and short. Tackler on the play, I believe safety Nolan Adams coming up. Nate Adams on the stop. Kevin Dawson, your spotting force. He says Nate on the tackle.
Yeah, nice job coming up to bring up third down here for Clay County. We talked about it being four down territory earlier, Daniel. You'd have to think it probably is for sure for the Falcons right now.
Ball at the Bulldog 38, third and two. Williams in the gun. About 5 yards behind his center. Wide receiver in motion right to left. Fake to him, quarterback keeper. Williams going to be stopped short. Going to be fourth and around one. Good defense by the interior lineman of the Dogs. And started to be a little bit of extracurriculars after the play, but both teams now go back to their respective sides of the football. No gain. Yeah. Great defense. Fourth and two here, Thomas.
Yeah, good penetration there, and I think that was the junior Worm Smith, 28, coming up the middle to lay the lumber, Daniel.
I'd say that's a pretty good assumption. Of course, we recorded
tackle
Worm
for loss,
14 tackles in that Monterey contest a few weeks ago. Yeah, I think so. I think it is a tackle for loss. Lost about the length of the football. Fourth and a long two. Williams in the gun. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That's not to the Falcons' advantage. Up back goes the motion right to the left. Option play. Right tight. Here's the pitch. It's caught by the tailback. He gets the first down. A nice little quick hitter, and a flag comes out. Extracurricular activity against the Falcons, I believe, going to bring this back, but it still should be first if it's a personal foul or unsportsmanlike.
Yeah,
there's been a hold on that edge, John. Did you see?
I just saw the yellow flag fly. I didn't really see the action that caused it.
Yeah, I believe the initial indication is a hold, Daniel.
So that's not a first down. Then going to back this thing up. Fourth and about 13, depending on where the infraction took place. It was behind the line of scrimmage, though. Big break for this Dog defense. Falcons had some life there. We need to get them off the field.
Yeah, I think that was Hayden Adams again on the outside, Daniel, getting flat, trying to string that one out. I believe he's the one that drew the holding call on that edge.
Even better than a tackle right there because of the big 10-yard loss. Going to replay this fourth down. Ball now all the way back at the Clay County 48, 2 yards from midfield. And Monroe County going to talk about it. They take timeout. 3:49 left to play in this first quarter. Clay County 6, Monroe County 2.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented tonight by Clay Power Sports. A big play, John, here early in this first quarter, 4th and 12. Monroe County has yet to complete a pass, I don't think, have they?
No, 0-for-3 at this point.
So a definite passing down here. The Falcons want to play it quickly. A punt formation. We'll have to see if they choose to kick it away. 4th and 12 from the Bulldog 48. They do put their foot to it. So they use the timeout to end up punting. It hits around the 20. Falcons going to down it there before they even saw if it was going to take a Monroe County bounce or not. Kind of strange by that Falcon. So the Dogs are going to take over at their own 20. They've yet to set the ball down. At the 20, an 80-yard field in front of this black, purple, and gold offense.
You know, what's up? Saw Clay County go 3 and out on that last possession, Daniel. And, you know, Aiden Soto, one touch. He picked up about 3 yards with one incomplete pass. You know, just couldn't get anything going. Didn't have any negatives or anything on that. Just couldn't get anything going. So let's see if Clay County can kind of get a push, get started with a nice play, and sustain a drive down the field.
First and 10, tight end either side, two wide left. Play action keeper. Adams with it under a lot of pressure, going to be taken down. One of the few times that we've seen Nate Adams taken down. Just great penetration by that Falcon front. It was number 32, Wade Carnahan, 6'2", 200-pound junior. And, Thomas, I think to allude to what you just mentioned about just not a lot of push, this Falcon front, five-man front, pretty tough. I see number 40 out there, 5'10", 180-pound senior defensive end. We mentioned the big guy in the middle, also the nose guard, Peyton Summers, a 6'1", 220-pound senior, upperclassman, older kids, joined out there by another tackle, 77, 5'11", 235 senior. Pretty good front.
Yeah, they have a good front, and they're exposing Clay County right now. We've seen pressure on Nate Adams. That's not something we're used to.
Second, round 16 after the loss. Nate to throw, has time, releases deep downfield. Got Nolan. This could go the distance. 40, 45, one man to beat. Can't get away from him. Going to be brought down. Flips the field, though. Great play. And you won't find better chemistry than between the brothers, Nate, Nolan, Adams.
Yeah, and that was just putting your head down and smoking the defender down the field. Just a straight kind of post route. I'm not even sure if he made a cut. Just a vertical almost down the field, Daniel. Great ball from Nate, Nolan hauling it in and picking up a little extra yardage at the end.
Advances all the way up to the Falcon 47. I never caught the yard line from where it started.
I think it was the 13. The
12. A 42-yard gain, thankfully. Long-time dog stat keeper Kevin Dawson here to keep us straight. First and 10 from the Falcon 47. Nate to throw again. Has time. Quick release. Going to be caught by Waylon Cherry. Pickup of 8 to 9 yards, depending on the spot. And there we see that quick passing game that we opened up with up at Monterey. Just that quick release by Nate. Nobody gets rid of it quicker when he knows where he's going. And
yeah,
that's the key to the pressure.
It's kind of a predetermined play. You know, he knows that his man's going to be there. He can release the ball and trust that get a good completion on first down.
Looks the 39 to me, maybe the 40. Can't see the line, Thomas. I'm going to call it the 39. We're going to call it a pickup of 8, making it 2nd and 2. Nate in the gun. Give to Soto. Soto hits the line, breaks the tackle, still on his feet, comes to the right, going to get the first down, up to the 35 and brought down. Aiden Soto getting stronger with each game of this Clay County season.
Yeah, and you love to see it, Daniel. He's had over 100 the last two contests out, 160 in that breakout game at Monterey, and then he got over 100 all in the second half, really, against Portland last week. And you're right, he gets better and better and better. And, you know, Coach Lamb talks about it. He's never done it before. No wonder he's getting better each game.
Another case of the Falcon front kind of stymieing the Clay County offensive line. Soto bouncing it out, breaking a tackle on his own, advancing up to the 34 of the Falcons, where it's 1st and 10. Fifth play of this dog drive coming. Two wide to the right, one to the left with a tight end. Soto at the right hip and Nate, who's in the gun. Ball at the right hash. Nate to throw, steps back, double move. Cherry down the sideline, going to be incomplete. Just a little out in front of him. Good ball placement. Just a couple yards out in front of Waylon. I like the play call on 1st and 10. 4 down territory. Let's take a deep shot.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And that was, you know, we're seeing a better job out of this offensive line, John. We called them out down here on the goal line, and now they're kind of stymieing the Falcons.
Give him a little time to throw. You can see Coach setting up that play. You know, we talked about that quick out route. Well, he just ran the same look that time, turned it upfield. Would have been there. Beautiful ball, just not quite a hookup.
Birdwell and Nolan Adams split left. Cherry splits right. Reese Adams on the right with Cherry. Soto at the left tip of Adams. 2nd and 10. Nate rolls left. Flips his hips back to the right. Goes deep down the middle of the field. Targeting Nolan. Going to be a little bit out of his reach. 3rd and 10 after 2 consecutive incomplete passes. Clock is stopped with 28 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Clay is up by 4 points. 6-2.
Yeah, we saw him starting to heat up. And again, Adams with time to throw there, Daniel. Just said the same play. I think he hit him for the 42-yarder on the last time, John. Just a little better coverage on that one.
They may have recognized the look this time around. You know, you're trying to take everybody to one side and then leap back to the backside.
3rd and 10 from the Falcon 34. Nate in the gun. 2 wide left. No one comes in motion. Screen pass set up for him. No, it's for Soto, and he can't hang on. Another incomplete pass. 3 in a row. 4 down territory, though. All hope not gone. 4th and 10.
Yeah, and that was set up beautifully, John. Nobody home on that side. A cordon, a blocker set up, just ready to roll with a screen pass. And I think Soto was, too. And that's kind of what happened there.
I'm impressed with
with our offensive coaching staff and how they, you know, they plan.
Great call.
Yeah, it was. It was perfect timing, but just not quite the connection.
Cherry and Burble left. Adams and Adams Ryan. Nobody in motion. Fake to him on the jet sweep. Going to look to the wheel route to Soto. He's not there, though. Now dumps it to him. Short of the six. Can he get the first? Does not get away from the Falcon defender. So Clay County going to turn it over on downs because of that first, second, third down incomplete pass scenario. An eight-play drive that stalls out.
Yeah, just, you know, and to me that was a product of the pressure too. Adams not with enough time to survey the field. Soto was sitting there wide open the whole time. Pressure came in the middle, made him step up. He did a good job avoiding the rush, but it gave the coverage time to fall back down and stop Soto short.
Monroe County taking over for their fourth possession of this first quarter. We'll call it a 75-yard field in front of them as they take over from their own 25. Dogs up 6-2. 13 seconds left in this first quarter. Sophomore quarterback Williams in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback keeper off left side. Hayden Adams is there. Can't bring him down, though. Williams still on his feet. Finally going to be brought down. Cole Eads making the ankle tackle there to save the touchdown. Moves the sticks. Williams, a sound runner. We've already mentioned that once. He's yet to hook up on a pass play, but he is dangerous with his feet, and the first quarter has ended. When we return, Monroe County with the ball. They trail the Bulldogs 2-6 after one.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Monroe County, Kentucky, 6-2, heading into the second quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. We've only got 11 offensive plays for Clay County so far. They got a total of 9 yards rushing, but they have thrown the ball for almost 199 yards on 4 of 8 passing for Nate Adams. He's thrown a touchdown pass to his brother Nolan, a 40-yarder, to give Clay County this lead. Nolan also the leading receiver with 82 yards and a touchdown. Leading the way defensively, Hayden Adams and Weston Burville both have 2 stops. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. I'll let you call this play, Daniel, and we'll get the rest of the tagline.
Falcons first and 10 from their own 40. Williams rolls right. Screen pass set up back to the left. Ball is caught. Has blockers. Has yardage. All the way down to the 40. The 30. It's a foot race. 20, 10, and a touchdown. The speedy Braden Baxter, 5'9", 155-pound sophomore, takes it for a 60-yard touchdown pass on the tailback screen. Monroe County takes a lead in this contest, 8-6, 2-point play coming. Of course, they had 2 points prior to this play thanks to that safety from earlier in the first quarter.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Lim was talking about coming into this one. They've got some speed on the outside, capable athletic ability, Daniel. He wanted to try to contain it. Clay County didn't do it there.
Got a penalty marker down amongst the Clay County defensive huddle. That's not a good sign. Unsportsmanlike conduct being called against Clay County. That'll be assessed on the kickoff. So even amongst themselves, just talking to one another, I suppose, something ugly said between the dogs. Coach, I am getting an explanation right now. Perhaps somebody addressed an official.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. You just can't. I'm not sure what the call was. I do know it was unsportsmanlike against Clay County.
Big play for the Falcons right there. Another screen pass that was set up really well, wasn't it, John? And let me tell you something. He scooted down the sideline.
That's what I was going to say. I was impressed by the speed the kid had. Once he got to the sidelines and he knew it looked like that he had the north-south unimpeded path to the end zone. I was expecting our kids to maybe catch up with him.
Yeah.
Extra point kick is no good for the Falcons. So still a two-point ball game. Wrong way around, though, for the black and gold. Bulldogs 6, Falcons 8, 11:47, second quarter.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Monroe County Falcons have come down in this border war and taken a two-point lead, 8-6, over Clay County temporarily. What we see now is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty being assessed against Clay County as the Falcons get to trot across the 50-yard line here at John Tibbles Field and kick off from the Clay County 45.
We've seen it the opposite, Daniel, but I don't think we've seen it like this in a while.
No, we hadn't seen Monroe County kick off yet in this contest. I don't know what kind of kicker they've got. I don't know if he can put it in the end zone from here or if they choose to onsides it or what. Gage Thompson going to kick it off for the Falcons. A junior for them. Onsides attempt coming from the way Thompson's aligned. Puts his foot to it. It is an onside attempt. Going to be fielded by Clay County. So pretty good field position to take over from around your own 35 when they're kicking off from your 45.
Yeah, a good job right there by the hands team. I think that might have been the senior Andrew Smith receiving that one and getting down on it, Daniel. Good job by him, and you're right. You know, pretty good field position for Clay County. Got to put something together here. We see this Clay County offense stall out on the last one and turn it over on downs, Daniel.
Went three and out prior to that.
They did.
Fourth possession here of the game for Clay County. They take over from their own 35-yard line, a 65-yard field in front of them. 11:46 mark of this second quarter. Falcons lead 8-6. Dogs break Cuddle. No one going to play a wing back to the left. Soto at the right hip of Nate. Give to Soto. He tries the left side. Here he comes. 35, 40, 45. Across Boom. Midfield to the 50 and run out of bounds. Good power run by Soto. Tackled by Briar Borquet, a freshman.
What a great job by Soto. Good job by the freshman Holloway on this left-hand tackle, Daniel. Kind of getting the edge sealed. Soto used his speed to get past the linebacker. And then he lowered his head and crammed a Falcon into the sideline there.
17-yard pickup for Soto. Moves the ball to the Falcon 48, first and 10. 11-10 and ticking. Second quarter, Dogs trying to reclaim the lead. They trail by 2, 6-8. Nate in the gun, two wide to the right with a tight end. Nate rolls that way. Has time, releases. Going to be caught and immediately tackled. I think Weston Burble on the reception. Pickup of around 5, depending on the spot. Third play of this dog drive coming. They do set it now at the 43. So a gain of 5 makes it second and 5. Another of those quick, predetermined plays, John. Dogs break Cuddle. Offensive line starting to settle in, doing a good job at this point in time. Two wide outs to the left, one with Reese Adams. Wing back to the right. Here's the snap. Give to Soto. Going to be brought down in the backfield. Just as I mentioned, the Falcons being held at bay, they penetrate and make a big play. Loss of almost 5. They're going to call a loss of 3, backing it up to the 46.
You've seen that Monroe County defense kind of stiffen up a little the last couple drives Clay County's had.
Yeah,
Monroe County on the year 2-3, as we mentioned. They began the year with a win over Todd County Central, 34-7. Then got beat at Allen County, 7-42. Lost to Glasgow, 0-28. Then in the fourth game, they beat Barron County, 34-14. And last week, they lost at Adair County, 28-50. Third and eight, Nathan the Gun from the Falcon 46. Releases to the right. Going to be caught by Nolan. Good enough for the first if they give him that forward progress. He turned upfield with a nice move. Gained an extra yard. And it's right at the stick. Going to be close.
From my vantage point, it looks just a little short. Yeah, they're marking it short. Just barely.
And when we say fourth in inches, we mean inches. This is not a yard to go. This is inches to go.
I'm surprised there's not a measurement in that situation.
Well, if I was Coach Lamb, I'd ask for one just to verify how much do they need. Is it 6 inches? Is it 1 inch? Maybe it's a first down if they actually get them out there and stretch them. And they're going to do just that, I believe.
I think you're right.
Something you don't see much anymore. I honestly don't recall
No.
the last time we've seen a measurement.
Yeah. And
so a gain of 9 or 10, depending on the spot, actually not that much. What was it?
It'd be a gain of 7
yeah.
if it's short. Maybe.
I forgot it was 3rd and 8 rather than 3rd and 10.
I got the chain gang coming out on the field for the first time in a long time, Daniel. I think we got a little change on that nowadays, don't we?
Do what now?
The chain gang.
Oh, yeah. Got different guys. I'm not sure who's on it. Jeff Eads. I know he's on it. About a foot, maybe a little less, around 10 inches to go. Might be a time to go under center. Old school quarterback sneak. Let those backs sign up behind you, maybe an I formation, that old ancient formation, and let those guys push you. You know, hard to stop when you need a foot. Of course, you got the likes of the 320-pounder in there on that Falcon defensive front. Let's see what Coach Maynard wants to do. Fourth and a foot. Here the Dogs come. Ball setting at the 39-yard line. Here's the snap. Going to be the sneak and a good push by that offensive interior line. Gets the first down.
You called for it, Daniel, and we actually got it that time.
Yeah, you don't see as much as you used to. First down for the Dogs. Sixth play of the drive coming. You know, we saw Monterey doing it a lot, getting those other backs and other bodies pushing the pile. Once upon a time, you couldn't do that. You can do that now, so why not? First and 10, ball at the Falcon, 37. Nathan the Gun, two wide left. Has time to throw. Releases. Caught by Nolan at the 30. Stiff arms one man. Still on his feet. Hit by another. Finally brought down. What a physical play, John, by Nolan Adams, the sophomore, with a stiff arm. And it took four Falcons to bring him down. You don't see him and think about the physicality, but he's got it.
Not that big of a kid, but he's got a lot of determination.
Seventh play of this dog drive coming with the ball sitting at the Falcon 29. Second, it looks like two. 7:55 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs trailing by 2 points. The score, Bulldogs 6, Falcons 8. It was a safety and a touchdown that gave the Falcons that 8-point score. Verbal to the left, along with Reese Adams. Nolan at the right is a wing. He comes in motion, fake to him, give to Soto. Aiden with the first down. Going to move the sticks.
Real close to breaking that one open. I think that if that guy hadn't have got him, he might have been right up the gut. Yeah, just a little shin shot right there
short.
On the Soto's right leg, Daniel, and he is going to be short.
Didn't get the spot I thought he had. Knee must have went down before I saw it. Up to the 28, a gain of one, makes it third and one. Still four down territory here from the Falcon 28. Dogs break huddle. Ball sits at the left hash. They drive from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Soto at the left hip of Nate. Nate to throw. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Releases downfield for Birdwell. What a catch. Left to Birdwell.
Touchdown,
into
baby.
Into Fanzo. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And senior Weston Birdwell with his first receiving touchdown of this 2023 season. One of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah, just a great job by Birdwell. I'll be honest with you, I've been waiting on that. Western Birdwell become that senior leader, go up and make a play, and he did it there, Daniel, and he did it with style, didn't he, John?
That was a play. I mean, that was a highlight play. I didn't think there was any way he could get to the ball, and he did kind of that Beckham reached out.
That's what Birdwell's got. He's got the length, he's got the height, and he's got the athletic ability to go do and make a play like that. And he just did it, Daniel.
Nate Adams on the fake on the two-point play. Throws it to Nolan. It's good. 14-8. Fireworks go off. Fans are up. New life being breathed into this ball game. Bay County back in front.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 14-8 with 6:42 left here in the second quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 65-yard drive, and they did it on 8 plays in 5 minutes and 4 seconds as Weston Burgle hauls in the highlight of his senior season as Nate Adams found him just outside of the end zone from 28 yards out for a touchdown. Birdwell extends his arm, breaks the plane at the pylon to put Clay County ahead by 6. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Daniel, you call it.
Potential touchdown return. Oh, no, the ball's loose. They there forces it. It's into the end zone. Waylon Cherry going to cover it there. A great return by the Falcons. It was number 20, Briar Baroque. Nate Adams coming up with a touchdown saving tackle, punches the ball loose. It goes into the Bulldog end zone where Waylon Cherry recovers it. The officials are going to talk. This should be a touchback. Clay County's going to have the ball at the Falcon 20. Woo! Dodge they bullet. What about Nate Adams, John? Not only did he hustle to get to the guy, but he knocked it loose.
To have the wherewithal to make a play like that, I'd just be worried about trying to catch the guy. Well, he's punching it out, trying to make a play for his team and turn it back the other way, which he did. The swing of emotions during that play was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's like the old Cowboys Leon Lett play, is what that one was.
Was that Don Beebe?
Yeah, I can't remember who made it, but I know it was Lett who fumbled it through the end zone.
I'm glad Nate Adams made this play.
6:26 mark, second quarter. Clay County taking over for their fifth offensive possession of this contest. They have a 14-8 lead that they just gained on an Adams to Weston Burble 28-yard touchdown. And now thanks to that forced fumble by Nate Adams and the recovery by Waylon Cherry, Dogs take back over with an 80-yard field in front of them. Nate Adams rolls right, releases deep downfield, nearly intercepted. Nobody home on that one. Miscommunication between the brothers. He was targeted, Nolan. Nolan had set up and curled shorter than what Nate felt like he was going to. Clock stops after that incomplete pass, 6:20 mark of this second quarter. And Thomas, what a border war battle we've got. We talked about it. This is the 28th meeting between these teams. Only once have they played since 1972, though. They had met several times from 1937 up through 72. Then they didn't play for 50 years. Met again in 2019 and now tonight.
Yeah, you know, I used to hear about this rivalry, Daniel. Didn't know anything about it myself, but I've heard of it.
Nate with it. Gives to Soto. I lost the ball.
Fumble.
It's because Monroe County took it away. The Falcons regaining possession. So that's a little disheartening. You never want a turnover, but let's rewind it. Nate made the hit and forced the fumble on the kick return around that 20-yard mark. Now the Falcons reclaim it from there. So not a huge swing of events, but a big opportunity lost for these Dogs. A second down fumble, and it looked to me like maybe Nate kept it, pulling it out on that read play from Soto. I'm not sure.
I missed it, Daniel. I saw, the Falcons come up with it there, but I'm not sure how they got it.
Falcons with it. First and 10, short field, from the Clay County 17. Williams in the gun. High snap. Keeps it. Ball on the ground. Williams recovers. And this thing's got sloppy. The last three plays, or three out of the last four plays, rather, the ball's been on the ground. Ball still sitting at the 17. No gain. Second 10. 5:55 and ticking. Second quarter. Homecoming night here at Johns Hebel Field. Dogs up 14-8. Being battle tested here by the Falcons. Of course, Dogs 3-2 on the year. They've won three straight. 47-7 over Jackson County. 35-13 over Monterey. And last week, 48-35 over Portland. Second and 10. Branson Williams in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Running back at his right hip. Williams rolls right. Looks back to his left. Releases on a corner route for man in the end zone. And it's caught. Busted coverage by the Dogs. A touchdown for the Falcons.
Just a great, great execution right there by Tompkinsville, Daniel. And no pressure from the Clay County defensive line. Quarterback had all day. He booted to the near sideline, and we saw the receiver kind of run that drag route across the field, opposite field, Daniel, wide open, and a nice throw. Maybe the first touchdown of his career for that new quarterback.
Well, he threw the screen pass.
Oh, that's true. Second.
He's got two tonight. Is it because of injury that he's not
It is.
There
it calling? Is. Number 11 was their starter. I'm
Pettit.
Not sure what
yeah,
his name was.
Yeah, Jameson Pettit. His son.
That's right. That's right. He was on the field warming or down here in the street clothes in warm-ups, Daniel.
Two-point play for the Falcons. Williams throws to the end zone. Incomplete. So, we're knotted up. 14-14 after the failed two-point try. 5:21 mark of this second quarter, and it's all tied up.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity stat supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those
back
we serve.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Monroe County to kick off. We're knotted up 14-14. 5:21 mark of this second quarter. Onside the 10, more of a low line drive squib kick. Going to be filled by Weston Burble. Burble gets a couple yards on the return, taken out of bounds by a flock of Falcons. Dogs going to take over with good field position right around midfield. Sixth possession here for the Dogs. Two touchdowns so far for this black and gold offense. Both of them touchdown passes, one to Nolan Adams, one to Weston Burble, both, of course, off the arm of junior quarterback Nate Adams.
I like that flock of Falcons, I'm sorry, but I don't think you'll ever see a flock of Falcons.
What? No, they don't. They're kind of solitary animals, aren't they? Clay County going to take over at their own 44-yard line. 56-yard field. Nate Adams on the keeper. Gets across the 45 up to around the 47 where he's brought down. Around the 5:38 mark on this second quarter clock when the Dogs took over. Ticking now under 5 minutes to play. Gain a 3 by 8. Does advance it up to the 47. 3 yards from midfield where it's 2nd and 7. Ball on the near hash. Right out the window from us here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Great crowd on hand. Good crowd making the 19-mile southward trip from Tompkinsville tonight to watch their squad. And I see why. They're a good football team. Adams releases quickly. Caught by Reese Adams. Reese across the midfield. 45. Brought down around the 42. First down. Little 5-yard out route by the sophomore tight end. Turns it into a first down. Third play of this dog drive coming. Trying to break this 14-14 tie. Ball now placed. I'm going to call it the Falcon 41. Gain of 12 on that hookup. First and 10 from the 41. Nate in the gun. Play action. Gives to Soto. He picks up 1-2. Going to be brought down. Soto running hard. That's going to tick this clock on down deeper into this second quarter. 3:45 and ticking. Ideally, you score on this drive, leaving the Falcons little to no time of this 3:40 that remains. Ball up to the Monroe County 39-yard line now. Second and 8.
Just wanted to update you guys and those who were wondering about Coach's picks from earlier. I'm the only one going to Gardensville, so he took Monterey. But he's joining me on the East Rob pick.
Second and 8. Two wide left, one to the right. Nate to throw. Rolls right. Quick release. Caught by Cherry. Waylon Cherry with his second catch of the night, driven out of bounds pretty aggressively. Not going to be a penalty, though. The Falcon defender engaged him in bounds and continued, so it wasn't an ugly hit.
Going to be bring up third down here, Daniel?
It is. Fifth play of this dog drive coming. Going to be third and around 3 with the ball sitting at the Falcon 34.
So Coach is giving you help with the East Rob, you said?
Yeah, he's joining me on
okay.
that
Okay. So we're split.
But I'm out and open on my own with the Gordonsville pick.
Are you?
I'll
okay.
take it.
Four down territory. Two plays to pick this up. Ball at the 34. Two wide left, one right. Nate with it. Quick release. Caught by Burble. Weston with it. At the 25 and brought down at the 23. Enough to move the sticks. Exactly what the Dogs needed.
A lot of success and just predetermined throws. Turn, catch the ball. It's a great way to build confidence with your offense and keep the chains moving, obviously.
Yeah, all those passes, Nate's so automatic on them. You seldom see him miss on any of those. The velocity he puts on it is so great. Defenders, unless they're just predetermining where it's going themselves as defenders, they're not going to have a chance to make that play. First and 10, ball at the Falcon 23, minute 55 and ticking now. Clay County doing a nice job executing this four-minute drill. 14-14 the score. Dogs trying to take a lead. Give to Soto right into the heart of the defense. Picks up a couple. Hit hard and brought down.
Some big defensive linemen in there from Monroe County. 77 and 71. Got some width on them.
Yeah, they're hosses. We talked about 71, of course. Kyle England, 320-pound senior.
One of them grabbed the runner by the waist and twirled him a little bit in that last play.
I thought Soto picked up a couple, but he did not. No gain. Second and 10, leaves it at the 23.
You know, ticking,
seventh play coming.
Ticking down to close to a minute here, Daniel. Clay County needs to stick in the end zone.
Dogs have two timeouts remaining. Soto at the right hip. Cherry at the left wing comes in motion. Fake to him. Nate goes downfield.
Got him.
His brother Nolan. Catch.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Clay County waiting on the signal. Yeah, there it is. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Adams Brothers. Second hookup of the night between Nate and Nolan.
Yeah, just a corner route to the first pylon right there, John. And, you know, Nate didn't quite get on it what he wanted to, but Nolan did the rest. Hauled it in and just kind of lunged across the strap.
A thing of beauty it was. Another touchdown for Clay County. Right here before the half, that's big.
Reese Adams to kick the point after. Snap, set, kicks away, and the kick is good. 21-14, 53 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Dogs up.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 21-14 with 53 seconds left here in the first half. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Anko Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 56-yard drive on 7 plays, and they did it in 4 minutes and 45 seconds. We saw Nate Adams find his brother for a 23-yard touchdown pass to put Clay County up by one score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Irving Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Jennings kick fielded by a Falcon around the 35-yard line. Here comes the return. Picks up around 10 on it. Going to be brought down. Falcons going to take over for what I believe is their sixth possession of this first half. 47 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Dogs are up 21-14. Monroe County going to have it at their own 42-yard line, a 58-yard field between them and the dog end zone.
I believe Cole Leeds made that tackle.
Cole,
best I could tell.
Good sophomore campaign. I think two timeouts remain for the Falcons here.
That's correct.
They've got it first and 10. They have two passing touchdowns on the night, so they've proven that they can strike quickly. Williams with it. Play action pass. Rolls right. Plenty of time. Now here comes some rush from Hayden Adams. Pass away. Pass is incomplete. Great clean hit. Is that Reese or Hayden?
Reese.
Reese Adams with good pressure and a good clean hit. Got to be careful on those. Great timing by Reese, though. He was within a step of the quarterback, made Williams pay after that pass.
You know, we talked about this Monroe County defensive line. Their offensive line doing a great job keeping their quarterback clean, Daniel. Again, he stood back there forever until Reese came over and hurried him up.
Second and 10. 40 seconds remain here in the second. Dogs with that seven-point lead, 21-14. Falcons play it with two wide to the right, one to the left, an up back and a tailback beside Williams, who's in the gun. Play clock at two. It won. Now the snap. Williams, quarterback keeper, up to the 50. Going to be brought down there by Hayden Adams. Gets into Bulldog territory, though, at the 48. Williams, we mentioned it earlier, dangerous with his feet. A sophomore, big, long frame, but pretty good speed for a 6'5" sophomore.
Yeah, I think before he moved into the backfield, Daniel, he played wide out and was their best receiver at the time. And you can see, he's got the athletic ability, kind of a dual threat back there. 23 seconds left. Clay County does lead 21-14, trying to get into the half here, and the Dogs need to stop.
Yeah, Monroe County taking the timeout to talk about it. I don't know. They got one timeout left. 23 seconds is a lot of time, depending on what they do with the ball. Got a 48-yard field in front of them.
They scored on big plays.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's possible. You got to think, mate, well, they can go anywhere. They can go across the middle if they want to. They have that timeout. So, playbook's open to head coach John Pettit. Not sure how many years he's been at the helm. There's been a host of Pettits, Max and maybe Frank. All of them have been head coaches up there at different times in Monroe County. Falcons a good football team, better than I felt like. Made the comment earlier today, I felt like they were somewhere between Westmoreland and Jackson County as far as how good they were. I don't know what I would just go ahead and say they're at Westmoreland's level.
Yeah, I think they are. Very similar, too, with the athletes they have. Westmoreland with Cooper White, they hurt us on the big play, and we're seeing it out of these Falcons, too.
First and 10, coming out of this timeout, Falcons with it at the Clay County 48-yard line. 23 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Jet motion right and left from a wideout. Fake to him. Quarterback keeper going to go into the heart of the defense. Picks up 5-6, keeps his feet moving. Now 7 yards before he's brought down. They're going to have to take that timeout. Are the Falcons? No, they're going to try to spike. 10 seconds on the clock. Now 9, down to 8 and 7, and now whistles blow.
Timeout.
Costly mismanagement of time there by the Falcons. They lost around 10 seconds trying to decide if they were going to spike or take the timeout. We're going to stay on our second and one now. But that part don't matter because 5 seconds remain. They have no timeouts left. Got a score on this player, the half's over.
Yeah, and you know, we see Clay County kind of bowing up here besides that quarterback run, and then they've got to do it at least one more time to keep the Falcons out of the end zone, Daniel. I was looking down my stat book here as we were taking the break before, and, you know, if you'll remember, Nate Adams, when we turned it over on downs there early in the second quarter or late in the first, he had those three incompletions in a row. Since then, guys, he's 9 of 10. He's really kind of honed it in and kind of putting this Bulldog team on his shoulders. Hit his brother for two touchdowns already. Weston Birdwell for another touchdown. So
a lot
far,
of receivers getting in on it.
Yeah, he's heating up, as we like to say.
Last play of the half coming here. 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Monroe County with it at the Clay County 39-yard line. Williams in the gun, a wide out to either side, running back to either hip. Here's the snap. Quick release. Hook and lateral set up. The guy on the wide receiver chose to keep it. We got flags down. We had a ball on the ground. Half came in on a penalty. And Monroe County seems kind of happy about it. They think maybe this is on the dogs, but it's got to be against them. Does it not, John?
That's what I was going to say. Late hit, I'm afraid, in the backfield. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking that's what you're going to see. What do we get then? One untimed down? Is that what we'll see,
yeah,
Daniel?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. They'll march it forward, I assume, 15. I don't know how many yards that penalty is.
Well, one came out down the field. Oh, did he pitch it? Okay, well, that's probably what the far flag is, down where the ball spotted.
So it was a forward lateral. I thought it was knocked out by Bulldog, but that makes more sense. The Falcon receiver, what they had set up is the old hook and lateral. You had the deep curl route, and he caught it. There was a trailer on a wheel route coming out of the backfield ready to take the pitch. It didn't develop, and he tried
he
to make
it
develop on deep down the field. So these probably are going to offset. This thing's going to be over, I assume. I don't know. Right now, Dawson.
It's a loss of down, right? Anyway, forward lateral.
Forward lateral,
you know,
should
I mean.
Be. I mean.
But the automatic first down off of roughing the passer. So unsportsmanlike conduct against Clay County. And now we see this other one against Monroe County, that illegal forward pass line of scrimmage, offsetting penalty. He's going to replay the down. So an untimed down, or maybe they'll put the 5 seconds back on like it never happened.
Now they're going into the hat.
Okay. He held his hand up like we were going to replay, but Clay County exits the sideline. Coach Lamb taking his guys in. Coach Pettit taking his guys back behind the scoreboard. What a first half of action we've had here in this border war between Clay County and Monroe County. It's Bulldogs 21, Falcons 14 at the break.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Monroe County, Kentucky, 21-14 here to break in Salina, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County struck first in this one as Nate Adams found his brother Nolan for a 40-yard touchdown. It's about 10 minutes left in the first quarter to go up 6-0 after the two-point conversion failed. And then on the next Clay County drive, they were forced to a three and out, punting from the shadows of their own goalposts, and a bad snap resulted in a safety for Monroe County. And the score was 6-2 with 6:35 left in the first quarter. And then some back and forth ensued before a 60-yard screen pass found its way into the end zone for Monroe County, Kentucky, and they went ahead 8-6. Early in the second quarter, but Clay County immediately answered as Nate Adams went to work. Aiden Soto got that drive started with a 17-yard run, and then he found his brother Nolan twice, and then he threw one up down the sideline that senior Weston Burwell went and got for a 28-yard score to make it 14-8 after Nate found Nolan for the two-point conversion. There was, and that happened with 6:42 left in the first half. And then we saw back-to-back fumbles from Monroe County and Clay County to set up Monroe County's score, a 17-yard touchdown pass into the end zone to make it 14-14 with about 5 minutes left in the half. And then Clay County puts on a drive. They go eight plays and capped it with a Nolan Adams' second. Let's see, you got two or three? I'll get there. He's got two receiving touchdowns, his second touchdown of the first half. His brother Nate found him from 23 yards out to give Clay County this seven-point halftime lead, where the Bulldogs lead 21-14. Clay County's run a total of 27 offensive plays for 228 total yards. They rushed 10 times for 30 yards. Nate Adams is 12 for 17 for 198 yards and three touchdowns, and that just came in the first half. His favorite receiver is his brother. He's got five catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns in the first half. Senior Weston Burble, three catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Waylon Cherry has two catches for 13 yards. Aiden Soto, one for 9 yards. And Reese Adams has one catch for 12 yards. On the rushing side, Aiden Soto, seven carries for 26 yards. Nate Adams has three carries for 4 yards. defensively, Clay County's being led by the junior, Hayden Adams. He's got four stops, a tackle for loss, and a forced fumble, all with one tackle, or Wyatt Browning, Nate Mayberry, Aiden Soto, Worm Smith, Cole Eads, and Parker Smith, while Nate Adams has two tackles here at the break. Again, Clay County leads 21-14 here at halftime in Salina on homecoming. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading it by a touchdown at the break, 21-14 over Monroe County. Going to kick over to John for some Falcon stats and a Cumberland exterior scoreboard update.
Real quick stats for Monroe County Falcons. Branson Williams, quarterback, is 2 of 7 for 77 yards and 2 touchdowns. On the ground, he has 8 carries for 47 yards. Number 4, Braden Baxter, also has 2 carries for minus 3. And we see Travis Wood carry it once for 2 yards. So not a whole lot of stats there. 1 penalty each. That's what I've got from Monroe County.
Yeah.
Got some scores of interest, if you want to hear those.
Yeah.
Cofield, Squatchy County tied at 14. Upperman, of course, leads Cumberland County 28-0. Smith County and East Robertson tied scoreless at the half.
Two good teams.
Yeah, should finish out a pretty good game. York Institute 14, Livingston 0. So it could have been worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big rivalry game. We a lot of times talk about throwing out the records. A really good York team against the down Livingston team. I'd love to see the Wildcats beat them.
Macon County leads White County 21-0. Gordonsville at Monterey leads 10-7. Perry County 1 point behind Red Bowling Springs 22-21. DeKalb County 10, Stone Memorial 13. Jackson County down at Trousdale County 41-7 at halftime.
Woo.
Pretty lopsided there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a strong showing by the Yellow Jackets. We know Jackson's not world beaters, but
maybe they're a better team than they put on
yeah,
the first half.
Getting better. Getting better.
Also, I've got Cookeville leading Warren County 42-7. This halftime scoreboard update is brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Youth League football. Clay County Youth League football teams traveled to Gordonsville this past Saturday to face the Tigers. The flag team continued their winning ways with a 32-6 victory, which moved them to 3-0 on the season. The junior team lost 0-32, falling 0-3 on the year, and the senior team lost 6-40 to remain winless at 0-3. The teams will be on the road again tomorrow when they make the trip to Woodbury to face Cannon County. Salina Junior High football. The junior dogs wrapped up their season this past Tuesday when they were defeated 6-22 on Turney Ford Field in Gordonsville. The lone black and gold touchdown came on a one-yard Cole Ledbetter plunge after a Fletcher Strong to Caden Copeland pass set the ball up first and goal 3 feet from the Tiger end zone. The Dogs finished the season with a 3-4 record and missed out on advancing to the playoffs. However, much improvement was made each week, and the team was competitive in every game. Congratulations to Coach Maxfield and his team for their hard work and efforts throughout their season. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles fell to 0-3 on the year after dropping their home opener to North Alabama 7-20 last Saturday. Hamilton suited out for the game and should again be wearing number 87 on the sidelines tomorrow as Tech hosts Kennesaw State for a 6 o'clock kickoff. Hermitage Springs Junior High Volleyball, the Junior Lady Wildcats, wrapped up their inaugural season of play under Coach Izzy Hale last night when they traveled to Dodson Branch and lost by only 2 points. Action last week saw them drop a game to Dodson Branch at home on Tuesday and then lose to Jackson County on the Hermitage Springs 8th grade night last Thursday. They finished up their year with an 0-9 record. However, tremendous improvement was made and a solid foundation was laid for next year's team. Coach Hale reports that the team improved with each game and that she personally had a whole lot of fun during the season with her players. Salina Junior High Volleyball. The Junior Lady Dogs saw action on Tuesday this week when they hosted Dodson Branch and won 2-0. Then on Thursday yesterday, they traveled to Redbone Springs where they were beaten 1-2, putting them at 9-4 on the season, headed into their final week of play. This coming Monday, coaches Bradley Burchett, Lauren Weaver, and Sharon Kimes take their squad to Hartsville. On Tuesday, they host Jackson County for 8th grade night. Then they wrap it all up on the road in Livingston next Thursday. Clay County High School Volleyball. The Lady Dog Volleyball team had a trio of games this past week. They went to Tompkinsville on Monday and lost 2-0. On Tuesday, 12th graders Ava Carr and Emma Walker were recognized as they hosted the Lady Buffaloes at Clark Range for senior night, and the Lady Dogs lost 2-3. Highlights came from Jenna Thompson with 10 kills, Ella East with 9 kills, and Reagan Cherry with 34 assists. Then last night, a trip to Gordonsville ended district play with a loss 3-0. In that match, Baker Walden had a team-high 4 blocks, Halen Garrison added 13 digs, and Ella East had 11 digs. A pair of non-conference home matches await the team to finish the regular season next week in Joe Sims Gym as they host Livingston on Tuesday and welcome in Cumberland County, Kentucky on Thursday. After that, district tournament play will begin during fall break on Monday, October the 2nd. Coach Chambers and the ladies finished up the district play with a 4-8 record, making them the fifth-place team. They are expected to travel to Redbone Springs to play the fourth seed Lady Red Dogs in the district tournament. Clay County High School cross country team resumes action on Thursday when they go to Dunlap for the Sequatchie County Invitational. Clay County High School golfers finished up their regular season yesterday as they hosted and beat Clark Range 190 strokes to 198. Aiden King shot 42, Brady Daly 48, Ethan Hayes 46, Matt Weir 54, and Warner Melton 55. Up next is the district tournament that will be played at Southern Hills against Monterey York and Clark Range. The top three teams will advance to the regional tournament the following Tuesday back at Southern Hills again. The top four individuals on the fourth place team will advance as individual qualifiers. Clay County High School anglers will be in tournament action on their home lake at Dale Hollow this weekend. Locally, we'll be represented by five high school teams and three junior teams up at Dale Hollow, so good luck to those guys. And finally, the Lubin Bears. Tyreek Key and his Lubin Bears hit the court on the road in Antwerp tomorrow. For all I know, it's already tomorrow over there.
For 7-hour difference.
Okay.
Think. So it's close.
Their first game of the regular season. I don't know what time it tips off. The teams did split up our games last year, so should be competitive. Good luck to Tyreek. Folks, this week's Focus Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. I guess we'll go ahead and read the introduction, at least, to the Subway Trivia Challenge. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Tonight, the Dogs battle in the sixth game of their season. In the sixth game of the 1983 season, head coach Russell Richardson led his Dogs in a 48-16 win over the Baxter Bees. Five of the seven touchdowns were on the ground. Jimmy Crane Cole ran for two, Rob Weir for one, Jeff Korth one, and Gary Spark Short added another. Spark also threw two touchdown passes. Name one of the two receivers that caught those passes. If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. I'll be reading that again in just a moment. We're going to call this kickoff. Clay County going to be receiving to start this third quarter play. Noah Adams deep to receive. And here's the low squib kick from the Falcons. Going to be fielded and covered up by Leighton Brown at the 30. So Clay County going to safely take over. Melissa White sends in the guess of Darrell Reeser. He was a senior on that squad, a very talented player, a local Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, but incorrect.
Yeah, and then you named a lot of names for rushing touchdowns, Daniel, but it didn't eliminate any of those, did it?
No.
They could have caught a pass.
Sure. Yeah, it didn't eliminate any of those guys. Dogs take over. Got a couple more guesses. Sam Daniels guesses Crane Cole. Narhead Hamilton guesses Brian Hossel. Both of those good guesses, but also incorrect. I will try to. Greg Strong guessing Joel Watson, and ding, 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 we have a winner. A 15-yard touchdown pass caught by Joel Watson off the arm of Spark Short. Congratulations, Greg. You will be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Dwayne Reeser, the other one. You were close to this guy. Had the wrong brother of the Reesers, though. Dwayne and Joel Watson catching those touchdown passes. Dogs taking over from what appears to be the 25, a 75-yard field in front of them. Pass complete to Nolan Adams. Nolan makes one man miss, brought down by the second. It was first and 15. Thomas, what was the penalty there?
Must have had must have been a false start or delay or something.
Originally, the Dogs had it first and 10 at the 30, then had that 5-yard penalty that backed them up to the 25. 11:30 on this clock. Dogs up 21-14 after that complete pass from Adams to Adams. The ball now rests at the 33-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards.
Was that to Nolan?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Nolan with the catch. Second and 7. Nate to throw. Has a man nearly intercepted by Gage Thompson. of the Falcons into his hands, but fortunately, if you're a Bulldog fan, he dropped it and didn't hang on. Dogs live to fight another day. Third play of this drive coming. And third and seven here.
They may be kind of getting smart to those passes out to the flats. Some halftime adjustments maybe by the Monroe County Falcons.
Yeah, kind of sitting on it now, aren't they, John?
Third and seven. Dogs with it from the 33. Play action pass. Nate Rolls has a man in his face. Dodges him. Looks downfield. Releases. Going to be caught by Nolan Adams. Good enough for the first down. And they do grant him the catch. Had to go down onto his belly and cradle it in. Good focus. That was John's full coverage final word of the night. Good focus by Nolan Adams on that reception.
Yeah, just a great job by his brother coming back to the ball. Dangerous throw there. You know, we've always been taught, don't throw against the grain like that. But Nate's got a strong enough arm to get it over there and knew who he's throwing it to. And he takes care of it for him most of the time, doesn't he, John?
He can kind of find an open spot, throw the ball, and trust his brother to maybe find that spot as well.
That's right.
First and 10 for the Dogs. Ball sitting at the 46-yard line, 4 yards from midfield. Nate in the gun. Two wide to the left with a tight end, one to the right. Give to Soto into the heart of the defense. Spins out of a tackle. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to be tackled there by the Falcons, number three. The Falcons thought they came up with the ball, but it was after Ford Progress had been stopped when it was pulled out of Soto's hands. Travis Wood, a 5'11", 170-pound junior linebacker on the stop there. John, this Falcon team better than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they got a good solid core, it seems like. Good line play, you know, forcing our runners to go to the edge. Just a good solid team, I think, better than, like you said, than we were expecting.
Second 11 from the 45. Nate with it, throws, caught by Waylon Cherry. Going to make sure I'm right on that. Yes, it was Waylon Cherry. Going to be just short, I believe, of the sticks. Depends on where they set it. They give him the Falcon 45. So a pickup of 10 yards. However, Soto had lost 1 yard on his first down carry, and it made it second 11. So the gain of 10 sets up Clay County with a third and one from the Falcon 35-yard line. Sixth play of this dog drive coming. Nate in the gun. Ball at left hash. Two wide to the right. Give to Soto. Soto with the first down. Great effort by him as he spun out of a tackle and never escaped the grasp of Caden Gerald completely. But that spin move gave him the yard he needed to move the sticks. Seventh play now, this dog drive coming from the Falcon 43.
This is the type of drive I was talking about to start this one. Something sustained, second first down on this one, Daniel. This is what you want to see out of Clay County.
Yes, it is. 8:50 and ticking. Third quarter, Dogs up 21-14, trying to make this a two-possession ball game. Birdwell and Nolan Adams split to the left, along with tight end Reese Adams. Cherry by himself to the right. Could be one-on-one to him down the sideline. Here it goes. Pass interference should be called. No flag comes out, and I can't believe it. Cherry was knocked to the ground from my vantage point. Perhaps he just slipped.
Could have lost his footing. I couldn't tell from my...
He was way on the far side of the field from us. Incomplete pass, second and 10. Clock hit stopped at the 8:32 mark of this third quarter with that incomplete pass.
You know, Nate Adams doing a great job of avoiding pressure. I think we're still seeing the Falcons getting some penetration, getting some pressure on him. That's the second play in a row. He either pulls up, makes one move to the right or left, John, and gets the ball off.
Second 10 from the Falcon 43. Quick release. Caposoto on a swing pass. Can he make the man miss? Does. 40, 35, 40, 20, 15, 8, and Soto inside the 10 where he's bumped out. An explosive play. Nice little play call by Coach Maynard. Swing pass to the tailback, and it produces a chunk play.
Yeah, it was just a nice ball. Got it out quick, got it to him. He broke one tackle, John, and then he turned on the Jets.
He's got some speed out there on the corner. He hit the sideline and almost took it all the way to the end zone.
First and goal for the Dogs. Ball sitting inside the 10 at what we'll call the 8-yard line. Three wide to the left. It's Cherry, Birdwell, and Nolan Adams. Soto at the left hip. Reese Adams also on that side. Student body left. Quarterback keeper Nate Adams gets back to the line of scrimmage, spins, gets to the 5, spins again, and brought down. pickup of around 3 to 4, depending on where Nate was tackled.
He's so elusive.
Officials now sending it back to the near side hash where they'll spot it at the 6. Pick up a 2. .725 and ticking. Dogs up 21-14, trying to build on this lead. Melvin Adams to the right, along with Weston Birdwell and Reese Adams. Soto at the left hip of Nate, who's in the gun. Quarterback keeper, spin. Touchdown. Yeah. Clay County. Touchdown. Touchdown Bulldogs. Touchdown Nate Adams. You talk about the elusiveness. You see it there again. He was dead to rights in the Bulldog backfield. A spin move later into the end zone, crossing the plane.
Great vision right there to find the hole and poke it up in there and complete this great drive to begin the second half.
Just what the doctor ordered, putting Clay County up 27-14. Biggest lead of the contest for the black, purple, and gold. Adams on for the point after, kicks away. A penalty marker's out. Kick was good, but a flag did come out prior to the kick being good. I believe it's against the Falcons. Sean Mosier firing off the fireworks to our left. Homecoming night here at John Teeples Field. Huge crowd. Officials still talking. We're going to go to break here. Find out what this penalty is afterwards. Clay County up 28-14, 7:09 mark of the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads 28-14 with 7:09 left here in the third quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 70-yard drive, and they did it on 10 plays in 4 minutes and 51 seconds. We saw multiple completions throughout, but it was set up by an Aiden Soto quick pass. He took all the way down inside the 10-yard line before Nate Adams called his own number from 6 yards out to put Clay County up by 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by getting a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
A Logan Jennings squib kick mishandled by the Falcons. They lose a lot of yards and a chance to have any return on it. Ball was mishandled by number 3, Travis Wood, a solid player for the Falcons. Just a lot of speed and power behind that kick by Jennings. Monroe County taking over deep in their own territory. And what I suppose we'll call their own 18-yard line, an 82-yard field. In front of this Falcon team, 7:05 mark of the third quarter as they do it. Dogs up, 28-14. Williams in the gun. Hands off to a tailback. Picks up a couple before he's brought down.
Nice defensive play right there by a linebacker, Daniel. We'll see who it is when he gets up.
Appeared to be a bit shaken up on the play.
That's
and
Reese.
It was Reese Adams on the stop.
Got to go back to that drive, Daniel. 10 plays, 70 yards, and Clay County just kind of clicking it off like they need to do. What an answer to start this second half.
And chewed up half of the quarter doing it.
Right.
That's another big part. Monroe County touching it for the first time here in the third quarter, and they find themselves down by 2 scores. Pickup of around 3 makes it 2nd and 7. Williams to throw, swing pass, going to be caught by the tailback. Reverses field. Under pressure, and Parker Smith coming in with a full head of steam.
This great pursuit right there by the Clay County defense, Daniel. You saw all the linebackers out there on the edge, Austin Anderson, Reese Adams, and a great job up by the defensive backs. Not sure who was playing this side.
Tackle for loss there. Looks like Nolan Adams, the safety on this side defensively. I'm sure he came up and helped Smith bring Wood down to the turf. Travis Wood, a solid player for this Falcon squad. Only a junior.
big third down right here to try to get Monroe County off the field, Daniel.
Third and eight after a loss of one on second down. Running back at either hip of Williams, who's in the gun. Tied in the wide out left, single wide out right. High foul, ball's on the ground. Williams retreating for it, picks it up, tries to get out of the mess, nothing doing. A pack of dogs there. Nate Mayberry leading the charge. Flew through from his nose guard position, and Thomas, you've got to wonder, was that shotgun snap high and off because of Mayberry's pressure on the center?
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. He's had him tore up all night long. Can't handle the speed of Nate Mayberry. His second stop for loss, got to credit him with a sack on that one.
All the way back at the Falcons 7. They took over at their 18. They've lost 11 yards here on this series of events after initially gaining 3. Smith had the tackle of loss for 1, and now this big loss, the Falcon punter stands in the end zone. Going to get the kick away. Nolan Adams trying to field it for the Dogs. It hits around the 40. Nolan picks it up. Does not handle it cleanly, but then regathers it. Lacking a little offense, going to take over for their second possession of this third quarter. Trying to now make it a 3-possession game. Early on, it was 6-9, then it was 6-2. That safety came with the high punt. And Thomas, a lot of scores during that second quarter. And now we see this 28-14 score.
Yeah, this one hopefully shaking out, just like it did last week against Portland, Daniel. We saw Clay County roll off 20 unanswered in that one, John, in the second half.
If we could score again right here with this good field position, it'd really take a good handle on this game.
Dogs take over from the Falcon 42, first and 10. Adams in motion, handoff to him on the jet sweep, turns north and south, picks up a couple, brought down around the 40. I believe they're going to grant him the 39, so a gain of 3 if that holds true, making it second and 7. First time we've seen the little handoff to Nolan tonight. We've been faking it, giving it to Soto with the counter off of it, and that's been a good play.
Yeah, it has. His first carry on the night, Daniel, we saw a whole lot of that early in the season. Hadn't really seen it in the last 2 games. I like the mix-up. We always talk about Coach Maynard. You know, he makes somebody look at something on field and then he on film, and then he holds it for a little while and breaks it out at the right time.
Second and 7. Play action pass. Nate releases. Going to be caught by Nolan. Good throw. Good catch. We get so used to seeing that connection. That was not just a standard play, but those two make it look standard, don't they?
Yeah, on both ends. I mean, you see Adams throwing off his back foot right there, showing the arm strength to get it out there, and then Nolan making a diving catch on the other end. So two great plays on one snap.
Third and 1 now with the ball sitting at the Falcon 33. 3 feet to gain for a first down. 3:20 and ticking, and this third quarter is going quickly. Of course, Clay County chewed up over 5 minutes of game clock on that opening touchdown drive. Hand off to Soto, has the first down, still moving his feet, going to be brought down. They give him the 29, and the sticks will move. Fourth play of this dog drive soon to be coming. Bit of chippiness in the rugby scrum there that developed towards the end of the play. A Falcon now down on the turf hurt. Teammates tried to help him up, and he didn't want to get up. And now he comes to his feet. His defensive end, Lennox Young, number 40, 5'10", 180-pound senior. He's going to go to the sideline, but under his own power.
You know, we talked about this Clay County defense, you know, getting the stop on the 3-and-out earlier, Daniel, and that started up front. Clay County offensive line really getting a push. We talked about it in the first half. It's kind of a stalemate. Right now, they're kind of imposing their will behind those seniors up front.
First and 10 from the Falcon 29. Nate in the gun. Two wide to the right. Tied in the wing left. Hand off to Nolan. Jet sweep right side. Cuts north and south. Picks up 1, maybe 2, and brought down. Good job defensively by the Falcons. Thomas, you mentioned him earlier in the contest, but I've got to give a big shout-out to freshman Roland Holloway playing left tackle. We've talked about it before. It's one thing to maybe go in and play freshman as a skilled player out on the edge, but right there in the trenches, going toe-to-toe with some of these big guys. We saw Portland up front last week, just huge, athletic.
Yeah.
Monroe County, very similar. Holloway holding his own.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and you're right, Daniel. You know, if you're a freshman receiver, you might see action about every third play. he's seen it ever snap right there at left tackle.
Pick up a two, advances up to the 27, making it second and eight. Pre-snap whistles blow. Timeout going to be taken by Clay County. Minute 58 left to play in this third quarter. Dogs up 28-14.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Touchdown.
Back here mid-play. Big hookup. Nolan Adams with it all the way down at the goal line. Going to be brought down short. Play originated at the 27-yard line, second and eight. Going to move it all the way down inside the five to the one-yard line. Looks like that was well placed by Nate. Looks like some pretty good coverage that just dropped into a bucket there, John.
Reese Adams on the reception on that one?
Oh, was it? Instead of Nolan?
I thought it was number nine.
Very well could have been a tight end corner route for some out of Reese. We'll have to put an asterisk by that one.
Maybe I just saw it wrong, guys.
First and goal from the one. Nate in the gun. Wideouts to the left. Quarterback keeper. No. Give to
Soto.
Soto on the touchdown run. Dogs up by three scores. Junior Aiden Soto, one-yard touchdown, 34-14. And after hanging around for the better part of three quarters, the Falcons now starting to wilt.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen. You know, Clay County just gets better and better and stronger as the game goes on. And, you know, we talk about this team being in shape, the willpower of them. You also got to credit this coaching staff, the halftime adjustments, and what they've done in the third quarter, especially the last 2 weeks, Daniel. It's been really impressive.
Very tremendous. Great time of the year to be doing it, heading down this back stretch. Extra point, no good. Minute 12 left in the third. Clay up by 20, 34-14.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Logan Jennings, the senior, to kick off. Here in this homecoming contest with the Falcons, Dogs built a 20-point lead, 34-14. And again, a nice low squib kick by Jennings. They have really limited the Falcon returns tonight. We only saw one good return by the Falcons, and Nate Adams forced a fumble on it that Clay County recovered in the dog end zone for a touchback. So nice job by Logan Jennings with these squib kicks.
Yeah, the senior getting an opportunity to be on the field, Daniel, and making an impact when he's out there. You know, we don't have a guy that can kick it deep, so we see the squibs and the pooches, and they've both been effective.
Real tough to field, real tough to field.
Another solid tackle by Reese Adams.
First and 10 Falcons. 65-yard field in front of them as they take over from their own 35. Williams in the gun, option play, left side, going to pitch it out to the back. He's got it on the edge. Nice little game for them. Picks up 8 to 9 yards. Ball carrier was number 4, Braden Baxter. Don't know who made the tackle for the Dogs. I see Reese Adams coming back from that direction. Might have been that corner, Cole Eads, over there.
I think it was Eads. He got a towel around back.
I imagine he would.
Yeah, that's him. Black shoes.
Gain of 9 makes it 2nd and 1. Ball sitting at the Monroe County 44.
Quarter's about over, Daniel. 30 seconds left here.
And ticking. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Williams in the gun. Handing off to Baxter. He's hit. Keeps his feet moving and gets the first down. 2 different Dogs in on the stop. The primary coming up from it is Reese Adams. First down for the Falcons, and that probably is going to end this third quarter. Play clock's at 15 and ticking. What a great quarter by the black and gold offense. 2 long drives that both came away with touchdowns. One, Aiden Soto, 1-yard run. The other, what was it, about a 27-yard touchdown pass or something. Just very effective. The third quarter has ended. We go into the fourth with only 12 minutes remaining in this contest. Clay County up 34-14.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football here on Homecoming Night, presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead making Monroe County, Kentucky, 34-14 heading into the fourth quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Nate Adams, what a night he's having. 18 for 24 for 296 yards and 3 touchdowns. His brother Nolan also heating it up. He's got 8 catches for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's the offensive highlight for Clay County. Defensively, Reese Adams, big second half so far. He's got 4 stops. His brother Hayden also has 4. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTennessee.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Williams with an incomplete pass on 1st and 10 sets the Falcons up 2nd and 10. From around their own 45, I've been impressed with the play of sophomore quarterback Branson Williams tonight. As you mentioned, Thomas, his first night as a signal caller for the Falcons. Of course, it was Jamison Pettit, the 6-foot, 275-pound senior who was their quarterback prior to injury. So for his first game, I think Williams has looked great. By season's end, he'll be a pretty polished quarterback for him.
Yeah, and I think he could play anywhere on the field on both sides of the ball, Daniel. You can tell this Falcon team's got some athletes, and he's one of them.
Quarterback keeper by Williams here gets across midfield. Going to be stopped short of the first tackle made by Adams on with Parker Smith. Reese Adams, that is. You kind of have to clarify when you've got 4 Adamses on the field. All grandsons, of course, of Larry Adams. How what a treat it is for him to get to watch all 4 of his grandsons just lighting it up out there.
Hey, no doubt. And Reese Adams has started this half on a tear, Daniel. He's got about the last 4 stops for Clay County.
3rd and 1. Here we go. 11-20 and ticking, 4th quarter. Clay County trying to deny the Falcons. 4 down scenario, regardless for the Falcons, as they trail by 20. Ball setting at the Bulldog 46. Williams in the gun, rolls right, looks to the right. Has time, looks downfield, now under pressure, going to run. Picks up what appears to be the first down. Tackle made on the far sideline by Worm Smith. We'll have to see where Williams stepped out of bounds at.
I think he's going to be short, Daniel. You'd have to think Monroe County going to go for it here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the road, trailing by 20 here in the fourth quarter. Going to be 4th and 1. Good pursuit by Worm Smith. Hadn't called his name a lot tonight. Maybe a 2nd stomp, I believe.
I think they moved that down marker a little bit, Daniel, for a tackle for loss.
All right. Great pursuit then. Great pursuit by Smith. to beat Williams to the sideline before he crossed the line of scrimmage. Fourth and one. Here the Falcons come. Dog defense better get ready. Two out to the left, one to the right. Williams going to go under center, going to try to move the 6'5" frame forward on the quarterback sneak for the first down, and they get it. Hard to stop that play. Talked about that earlier. Of course, Clay County converted a fourth and short with the same play. Nate Adams going under center earlier in the first half. Falcons fans not happy with something across the way. Sticks do move. What also is moving is the clock. 10:50 and ticking this game. Starting to dwindle away here. Dogs trying to move to 4-2 on the season. Of course, they had those back-to-back losses to open the year at York and then here at home against Westmore. And since then, it's been a steamroller for this Clay County offense. On the year, averaging 27 points a game. Last three outings, though, 47, 35, and 48 for the Dog offense. And 34 already tonight. Screen pass set up for Williams. Ball's caught.
Nice.
By back. Going to be hit by a couple of Dogs. Still on the ground, still moving the feet, near a first down. What an effort for that Falcon receiver. I believe it was number 3. We talked about how good Travis Wood has been tonight. And he's the real deal. Solid little player. Pick up a 9, maybe 8, second and 2.
Yeah, I had a chance to get him for a minimal gain right there, Daniel, and he broke a tackle and got upfield and got in that scrum and made it, turned it into a nice one.
Falcons threatening here. Ball at the 34. Time not on their side, though. 9:45 and ticking. Motion from a wideout. Fake to him. Quarterback keeper off left side. Williams still on his feet.
Wow.
Nice move. A jump cut. Still on his feet.
Boom.
Stiff arm and then undermined. Submarined by Weston Burble, perhaps, or Nate Adams. One.
I think it was Weston coming up. See Parker Smith coming to the sideline. Lost his helmet. Number 55, Daniel.
Colton Brown, I believe, the sophomore, yeah. Got to come in and relieve Smith. On that front three, we've seen Nate Mayberry, Parker Smith, and White Browning pretty much all night long going with that heavier set. Hayden Adams has been playing an outside linebacker tonight instead of nose guard.
And, of course, that change coming because we lost the senior.
Ben Maxville
for the season with a knee injury. Hate that for that young man, such a big part of Bulldog football was he and the Maxville family. But he's still here supporting his team tonight.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, being pretty much the first play of that Monterey game, sustained injury, set out last week, had an MRI, I think, a week ago. And unfortunately, done for the year. But still a leader, and you interviewed him a few weeks ago, and Coach Lamb talked about the leader Ben Maxville is. He can still serve in that role, even though he's injured. Pick up a 2. For the Falcons on 1st and 10, ball sitting now at the Bulldog 29. Not sure who the black and gold tackler was.
Colton Brown.
Brown.
Thanks to Kevin Donaldson. I missed it, Daniel, but he had us covered.
High snap. Williams pulls it down that 6'5" frame and handed it off to Wood. He gets the corner. Physical run. Credit to Coles with the stop. Wood lowering the shoulder, though, picked up a few extra yards. I mentioned it earlier, going to mention it again. Very pleased with sophomore co-lead starting on an island there at corner and has an interception to his credit through the first half of the season. And he's been involved on some stops there. People's tried to pick on him a little bit, but he's not allowed it to happen. He's been a good cover corner.
Yeah, he has. He has. Definitely, if you're going to throw against this Bulldog offense, you're not going to go towards Nate Adams on the other side. So he's seeing his share of balls, and he's holding up to it, too.
Timeout going to be taken by Monroe County. 7:49 mark of this fourth quarter. Falcons have it 3rd and 1 from the Clay County 21-yard line. Dogs lead it 34-14.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Third and one play. Ball sits at the Bulldog 21. Williams in the gun for the Falcons. Going to be a quarterback keeper.
Oh.
Anderson there. Couldn't bring him in. Williams keeps his feet. Makes another one. Miss. Going to have a touchdown. We have been impressed with Branson Williams, and for good reason. Nate Adams feels like he was walked in the back or hailed. He had come up from his corner position. You very seldom see Nate making a gesture like, where was the call at? So you got to feel he was, held or blocked in the back, whatever it was. But nevertheless, no flags. Touchdown for the Falcons. The Monroe County team not done here. 14 points the difference, 34-20, 7:39 left to play. Clay County's been great, though, offensively in this second half. Two long drives during that third quarter. If we see another one of those, Thomas, it'll be all but done.
Yeah, just super impressive. Like I say, kind of called for it to start this game. I wanted to see this offense put drives together, sustain, and milk the ball as the extra point is blocked by senior Weston Birdwell.
Birdwell doing a nice job. Worm Smith also penetrating. 14 points, still the difference. 34-20. Dogs lead it. 7:39 remains.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Onside kick coming here. Clay County with the hands team on, John, looking to safely recover it.
Need to remain focused here. After taking the lead and letting them score, we need to see an answer.
14 points the lead, two possession game, 7:39 remains. Here's the squib kick. Clay County going to field it. Nate Adams safely takes a knee with it. Dogs take over from probably the 32, 68-yard field in front of them. Look for a lot of time consumption being the MO here for the Dogs, wanting to just chew this thing up. They had an outstanding drive to finish the first half. They took over around 4 minutes. They have scored with less than a minute to play. And that's what I've been impressed with tonight, the length of these dog drives and the time they've consumed doing it.
Yeah, and they've done it on the last three, really the last four, Daniel, since that first touchdown. You know, we've seen multiple plays and put it in the end zone. And right now you need multiple plays to get rid of this 7 minutes.
First and 10, Dogs from their own 32 give off to Soto. Aiden with it. Big run here. First down and more. Nice job feeling his way through by Aiden Soto. Offensive line did a good job forming a crease. Soto got to the linebackers and then took over with a nice little cut and picked up five or six more. Advances all the way up to the 44-yard line. Gained a 12 for Soto. We've seen him do it on the edge, John, right then. Did it right up the A-gaps.
Good power running, breaking tackles, keeping good firm grip on the ball at this time.
He has had good ball control this year.
He does. He can do both. He can get horizontal and take the sideline with a big explosive, or he can do like he did against Portland in the second half, Daniel, and wind the clock like he's doing here against the Falcons.
First and 10 from the 44, 6 yards from midfield. Give off to Soto again. Good block at 50, 45. Brought down. They're going to give him the 44. Soto just really punishing the Falcons here. 6:50 mark of this fourth quarter, and they'll wind the clock as the changer set. Dogs trying to build on this 14-point lead and put this one to bed.
Yeah, back-to-back, I guess, 12-yard runs for Aiden Soto right there. And, again, I think that falls back on this offensive line here for Clay County, Daniel. The seniors on this right-hand side, you got Wyatt Browning and Parker Smith at guard, and even another senior, Austin Anderson, at center. And then the youngsters on the left-hand side doing a good job, Colton Brown at guard, and you mentioned the big freshman tackle, Roland Holloway.
Give to Soto again off left side this time. Falcons not going to have no part of it. Soto, though, still churning the feet. Picks up one, maybe two. They're going to give him the 43, maybe. Yeah, I guess we'll call it the 43. Did I say the other started from the 44, Tom?
Yeah. You did. Pick up a one.
Second nine now. 5:45 and ticking. Dogs in no hurry here. Play clock's at 18. Be curious to see how far Nate takes it down.
A two-score lead, about 5 minutes to play. Doing a good job of milking this clock.
Look for Soto again. Play clock down to five. Here's the snap. Give to Aiden. Off right side this time. Still on his feet. Spin. 40. Going to be corralled down. Aiden Soto, that spin move. Penalty markers down. Maybe a horse collar or a face mask against the Falcons. Soto and the defender were the only people over there, weren't they?
It'd have to be something of that nature.
Yep.
Face mask, I think he signaled. We're going to call it at the 40, Thomas. That's where Soto got to. Actually, the ball sitting at the 39 prior to this penalty. And here it moves forward closer to the red zone after Soto gained the 39. They're going to march it all the way up to the 24, 15-yard penalty being assessed, first and 10. Clay County looking to go up by three possessions, 5:15 and ticking, 34-20. Dogs going to be here at home one more time next week as they begin region play. Remember, it's only a four-team region. The Dogs are 0-0 in Region 4A at this point. They've got Joe Burns coming to town next week for an early senior night here at John Peoples Field. Going to finish with a trio of road games during October to end the regular season.
Another one I should have mentioned on that offensive line, Daniel, those two tight ends, Reese Adams and Hayden McGee, the other senior, playing the tight end. He was out, I think maybe with sickness for a couple games, returned as a tight end, a blocking tight end. He's played the interior line the majority of his career, but he's doing a good job out there wearing a new number 11. For Hayden McGee.
And it was the development of Brown and Holloway that allowed the right coaching staff to make that move. So you're right. Essentially, when we go two tight, we've got seven proven blockers. And as this game's went along, they've imposed their will on this Falcon front. Now, Monroe County had a lot of plays earlier on that front.
Penalty, I guess.
Yeah, it was a 5-yard false start penalty.
Well, Browning left a little early. Give off to Soto. So originally it was the 24 prior to the penalty, right?
Yeah, should
back
be.
Back up to the 29. Looks like most of that penalty yardage gained back by Soto. 4 yards of it. Sets now at the 25. Clock down to 4 minutes and ticking.
Sets where?
25. Gain of 4 on the carry.
Okay.
Making it second and 11. Monroe County next week going to be hosting Metcalf County, Kentucky. Falcons going to fall to 2-4 once this one goes final. Dogs going to advance to 4-2. 3:40 and ticking. Dogs up by two possessions. It's not over yet. Clay County looking to add another score here late. Fake to Soto. Adams rolls left. Screen pass set up. Caught by Reese Adams. Just a little tight end out. Wasn't a true screen pass.
He did.
Going to be taken down short of the line to gain.
I think he may have. They
originated at the 25-yard line. And it looks like they have advanced it up to the 17.
Good job staying in bounds right there by Reese Adams. Keep the clock rolling.
Heads up play. 3:05 and ticking. It was second and 11. Now it's third and around two. Well, he's at the 17, so a gain of 8. Have to call it 3rd and 3 then. Dogs inside the red zone, just icing this game away. Nate in the gun. Soto at the right hip. Tight end flips. Give it to Aiden again. Off right side. Stands. Still on his feet. Brought down.
We talked about Hayden McGee. He came in motion right there. Daniel ended up kind of like a sniffer fullback. He's the one that sealed the edge as Soto broke that tackle and almost got the corner but couldn't quite get it. Going to be a fourth down here. Clay County needs to convert.
Monroe County's Travis Wood came flying up, made a really good tackle on that play.
Yeah, just one guy to beat after that Hayden McGee block.
No gain for Soto. Leaves it at 4th and 3. 2:09 and ticking. Dog's going to let every second of this play clock dwindle. It's at 13 and ticking right now. Coach Lamb probably going to burn a timeout right before we get the delay of game. Give Coach Maynard and Coach Lamb time to decide what they want to do on 4th and 3. They're going to take timeout. We'll take one with them. Clay County up by 14, 34-20. 4th and 3 when we come back. Minute 52 remains.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Coming out of this timeout, Dogs have it 4th and 3 with the ball setting in what I think we've been calling the 17.
We have. Under 2 minutes to play here, they lead by 14, Daniel, 34-20.
Nate in the gun, going to throw. Rolls left, looks downfield, throws for his brother Nolan, intercepted at the 1. Falcons take back over. They're going to have a long 98-yard field in front of them. I can't tell if it's sitting at the 1 or the 2. Two-possession contest, minute 46 remains. Now, John's got the numbers. 2 of those touchdowns, pretty big explosive plays for the Falcons, so they've shown they can take it to the house from distance. But it's a long, long field and not a lot of time for them.
Yeah, we saw the first one was about a 65-yard screen pass Wood took to the house, and then you know, their other touchdown was a 17-yard touchdown pass on that drag route to the opposite side of the field, Daniel. So pretty good scores for them.
Scoreboard shows the ball sits at the 1-yard line, a 99-yard field in front of the Falcons. Williams goes under center. Quarterback sneaks it off the line. Falcons have all their timeouts remaining, and I assume they're going to call one now. Maybe they're not. Minute 35 and ticking. No urgency here out of the Falcons.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Big thanks to Kevin Donaldson for helping us out.
Oh, no doubt. Love to have Kevin here in the booth with us this year at home. This really helps us out with spotting tackles and bringing his knowledge of the past, talking about it in the history segment about the 83 team, Daniel, and you know, credit him and Uncle Don Napier for all of this, really. We wouldn't have the newspaper or the Horizon Sports Network if they hadn't started it all here.
Exactly right. No gain on that second down carry. Very little gain anyway. Deckler was 23 or 28. I think it was Soto, perhaps. Soto coming in on the stop. Monroe County content with this 14-point deficit, not having any urgency here with time. We're down to 35 seconds and ticking, and just now the play being sent in. So Coach Pettit realizing maybe just a little bit too tall of a task to come back. Two possessions, only a minute left. He hadn't even called a timeout here. Don't know how many he's got left, but Clay County, a nice homecoming win here. Going to have at least one more play, 3rd and 8 for the Falcons. Doubles receivers to either side for Williams. Handoff inside. Wood with it. No, that's actually Baxter. He's brought down by Reese Adams. Credit Reese's presence there with Baxter losing his foot. And this one's going to go final. Clay County, another solid win, 4 in a row for Coach Lamb and this black, purple, and gold Bulldog squad. Final score, homecoming 2023, the Clay County Bulldogs 34, the Monroe County Falcons 20.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show, Clay County winners tonight 34-20. Here on homecoming at John Tibbles Field over the Monroe County Falcons. Bulldogs move to 4-2 on the season. Monroe County drops to 2-4. Monroe County coming here, Thomas, a little better team than we originally thought they were going to be. This was not a cupcake walk. It was a hard-fought 34-20 win for the Dogs, and 4 straight wins now for Coach Lamb's team. And I think you see them getting better each and every week. And the big development we saw tonight, big, long, efficient, time-consuming drives that finished with touchdowns, and that was something they really checked off and added to the repertoire tonight.
Yeah, and that started early, really, in this game. You know, early in the first half, you talked about how huge that touchdown was at the end of the half to put them up 21-14. They did that on a long, sustained drive, and they just kept that momentum going in the second half and basically just put this one away. You know, you saw Monroe County kind of just say, hey, I don't think we can score on this team right now and shut it down early, because Clay County kind of, you know, imposed their will, however you want to say it, there in the second half to salt this one away. But it got started early with Clay County going on the board first. The defense, Coach Dickerson's unit was fired up and ready to go, played really well early, back-to-back three and outs that we scored in between to make it 6-0 after the two-pointer was no good. And then we saw something kind of weird, three and out for Clay County, and we saw a safety, a punt snap that went out of the back of the end zone, Daniel, and it was 6-2 with the 6:35 mark of the first quarter. I don't know that we've seen that in all of our years of broadcasting.
No, and that's one of those areas where you miss injured senior Ben Maxfield. He had those duties, I think, prior to his injury, and it's a big task for whoever's doing it right now.
Yeah, and kind of a turning point, I thought, because you saw after that safety, Clay County kind of bogged down on their next drive. We saw the Falcons getting some pressure on Nate Adams, and we saw him kind of three different incompletions right there and then turned it over on downs. And the very next play, I think, I can't remember for sure.
Second play
of the Monroe County drive. They struck to take the lead 8-6 on a 60-yard touchdown screen pass. early in the second quarter, and it was a ball game.
It was. They actually took that lead right there and was up 8-6 over the Dogs. But that's when we see that first great drive. It was an 8-play scoring drive that chewed up about 5 minutes of game clock, Thomas. Two different first downs on it, converted a fourth down with that quarterback sneak, I believe it was.
That's right.
And how did that one end up?
Well, we saw Weston Burwell really stepping up for his team with a 28-yard touchdown catch and probably the catch of the year for the entire team for the Clay County Bulldogs so far. Nate Adams giving him a chance at the pylon down the sideline, and he went and got it, Daniel. Two-hand dive, just giving up his body to make a touchdown catch. Weston Burwell and Clay County went ahead 14-8 after Nate found Nolan for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and it wasn't only that he went up and got it. He finished it. He came down somewhere around the four with that thing, and maybe it was just parallel to the ground. Maybe he reached for the pylon. Either way, he got to that pylon, and that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. And then you saw back-to-back fumbles. The one on the ensuing kickoff, which set it up Monroe County deep in Bulldog territory. We fumbled it down there and gave them to them on the 17-yard line, which they cashed in with a touchdown pass. It was a tie ball game, 14-14, 5:45 left in the first half. And here's that important drive you talked about. Clay County going on a march. Nate finding Reese Adams for 12. He hit Waylon Cherry for 5, Burble for 11, and then his brother Nolan for a 23-yard touchdown to make it 21-14 with 53 seconds left in the first half. And honestly, that kind of put this game away, I think, for Clay County.
It did. That is the perfect execution of whatever you want to call it, the four-minute drill or whatever. Just chewed up the clock. Credit Coach Lamb, credit Coach Maynard, credit Nate, and those receivers for executing.
And then Clay County come out and put the dagger in the Falcons with two long sustained drives. They score 14 unanswered to go up 34-14 with a minute left in the third quarter, Daniel, and this one was over, even though Monroe County tacked one on at the end for your final score of 34-20.
Great performance here on Homecoming 2023. We're going to play one more promo. We're going to come back and let John update us on some Falcon stats. Thomas will run through all the Clay County stats. We'll announce the TDS top performer and give a National Strong Scoreboard update. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Back here live, last time tonight, CarQuest postgame show. Clay County big winners tonight, 34-20 on homecoming, moving to 4-2 on the year. Going to kick over to John for some final totals from Monroe County.
Monroe County in the rushing column, quarterback Branson Williams was their leading rusher. He had 16 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown.
He's a tough player.
Braden Baxter, 5 carries, 21 yards, and then Travis Wood, 1 carry, 2 yards. So mainly the quarterback was the rusher for the night, obviously the passer as well. 4 of 10, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had an interception late there in the game. A really good athlete. I thought he was a good player. Not many penalties to speak of, really. A couple for Clay County, face masking unsportsmanlike, a holding call against Monroe County. So pretty clean game all in all.
Yeah, I think so. For Clay County, they ran a total of 49 plays for 386 yards and 5 touchdowns offensively. They had 24 rushes for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then 304 passing yards for 3 touchdowns and an interception. Rushing-wise, Nolan Adams, 2 carries for 5 yards. Nate Adams, 5 carries for 12 yards and a touchdown. Aiden Soto, 17 carries, 65 yards and a touchdown. Nate Adams tonight, just super impressive. He was 19 for 25 for 304 yards, 3 touchdowns in that interception. His leading receiver was his brother, 8 catches for 147, 2 touchdowns. Weston Birdwell had 3 catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Weldon Cherry had 3 catches for 23 yards. Aiden Soto, 2 for 44. And Reese Adams, 3 for 46 tonight. Pretty big night offensively. Almost got to that 400-yard mark, Daniel.
You know, there's not been a tremendous amount of times in Bulldog football history that we go north of 300 passing.
Right.
That's a big number.
It is a big night. Defensively, we had Wyatt Browning getting his start on the defensive side, with finishing with one stop. Hayden Adams, 4 big tackles, a tackle for loss, and a forced fumble. Nate Mayberry, 3 tackles, a tackle for loss, and a sack. Aiden Soto, Nate Adams, Worm Smith, all with 2 tackles. Worm with 2 tackles for loss, Nate with a forced fumble. Cole Eats, 3 stops. Senior Parker Smith had 2 and a tackle for loss. Reese Adams, 6 stops tonight. Colton Brown had 1. And Weston Burble finished with 5 stops, and that blocked extra point.
Time now to announce TDS top performer from tonight's game. And I'm just going to be honest here. It be so easy to call off Nate Adams. It'd be so easy to call off Nolan Adams. Huge nights for them. But we went a different route. Tonight, we really felt like senior Weston Merville was such a big part of it. You called the numbers off, you know, smaller number of catches, but they were big catches. None bigger than the one right down here off to our left as we looked out the window. We were trailing 8-6, and he goes up and gets that thing. And it's just been so nice to see him get his literally get his feet back under himself, because the first 2 weeks of the season he was neutralized with some health issues that were going on. But he knows this is his last rodeo, knows this was his last homecoming game, and I thought he really showed up and played really good tonight on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we talked about coming into this season about the inexperience of Clay County. You know, just hadn't been on the field much. Weston Burwell was one of the more experienced players. You know, he played in big-time games, played in the state championship.
Yeah.
And he's emerged tonight, and I'm looking for him to kind of keep stepping it up night after night as Clay County takes on this late season run.
Well, he along with all these other seniors, we're in the back half of this regular season.
We are.
Each week that passes, they get the feeling that they're living on borrowed time, and he's certainly making the most of it. John, what was your thoughts on Weston's performance tonight?
Really good to see him make plays out there, be involved in all aspects of the game. That's big for a senior to play that role, and I think it's well deserved.
Yeah, and then, you know, the turning point. Like you said, Weston Borville went up and made a play to put Clay County in position to kind of turn the tide and put this game away. And, you know, defensive played really well, 5 stops. We saw him up the ante right there and block the extra point. Just making plays, and Weston Burble's our top performer tonight.
He was tonight's TDS top performer, Weston Burble, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to kick over to John for a scoreboard update sponsored by Ashland Strong Insurance.
Some scores here. Final score, Squatchie County 31, Coalfield 14. I know you guys pumping fists over there.
I expected the Indians to do pretty well at home. Long trip for Coalfield.
Yeah.
Upperman holds true 34-0 against Cumberland County. Smith County 7, East Robb 7 in the fourth.
Woo, that's exactly what we thought it'd be. What a game.
Yeah, good one.
Gallatin 24, Green Hill 10. York 26, Livingston 7.
A little closer than maybe I thought.
Yeah. Big rivalry there.
White County 0, Macon County 21. That was a halftime score. Still trying to find if that one's gone final.
I don't know if White County was supposed to be good or not, but when they lost that rivalry game to Coolville 42-35, it seems like it broke their wheel a little bit or something.
Yeah, been downhill since then.
Gordonsville 23, Monterey 7. Perry County 21, Red Bull and Springs 35.
Ooh, Red Dogs on a roll.
Stone Memorial 27, DeKalb County 17. That's a final score. Another final score. Trousdale County, 55. Jackson County, 27.
Wow, the Yellow Jackets burning up the scoreboard.
It's 42-7 at the half, John said earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Cookeville, 49. Warren County, 7. Westmoreland lost to Liberty Creek, 42-14. I couldn't find scores for some of those other games of interest, but
big win for the Tigers, sounded like.
Over Gordonsville, over Monterey, yeah.
Going to Monterey and getting the win.
The final scoreboard update tonight is sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
Clay County winners tonight at homecoming 2023, 34-20, the final score over visiting Monroe County. Dogs move to 4-2 on the season. They open up region play next week right here at John Teeples Field. Get out here if you can for senior night. Those guys will be honored before the game starts. And we're 0-0 in the region, so time to get it really started next week. Come right on out here if you can. Watch them if you can't. Tune into the Horizon Sports Network. For Eli Smith, who was on the camera tonight, for John Weaver, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.